be having these 3-hour marathon shows.
Well, it's not that. I mean, you know, we kind of were going to make a conscious effort to have like a 9 o'clock out, and you know,
right.
We got to talk about New Japan.
Don't you start. Don't start with that shit, man. It's important wrestling information that needs to be talked about. We are a wrestling podcast.
I was intrigued by what happened this weekend in New Japan. I tried to find it.
Yeah, the House of Torture fucking rules.
I'll drive to North Arlington and punch you right in the dick. I'll fucking leave this house right now.
I don't know if you saw, I'm an official member of the Old Balls Club now.
Dude, you're like a charter member. You discovered it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You discovered it.
You're the founder of the Old Balls Club.
You know the story Footprints, where people feel like Jesus leaves them because in the hardest times in their lives, there's only one set of footprints in the sand?
All right, Ooh. Dice, what do you got?
Well, when Jesus carried me, it was his 2 feet and a fucking track with balls dragging in the sand.
Did he just rip off Dice?
Kind of.
No.
Kind of.
How do you kind of rip off Dice?
I mean, anytime you pick up a bedazzler, I guess you're ripping off Dice, right?
Dice.
On your back or in the crack. Ow!
Ow!
I feel very parched today.
Parched?
Why, not getting enough water?
I don't know. I've been drinking. I walked 9 miles today.
Where'd you walk to?
Car wouldn't start?
I dropped my car off to get an oil change and new tires, and I walked back to the house. And then I walked back to get the car when it was done.
When you got back to the house, they were like, car's ready.
No. I had some time. I had some time to do some stuff around the house. I did. I don't know if you guys saw in the Fortnite chat. You got to get on the game, KJG. Almost had to reset the clock today.
Ooh, do tell.
I mean, sounds
that pretty clock.
Self-explanatory. I saw Vince was in the lobby, and I instantly signed off and had to duck walk upstairs. I sent him a message like, hey, I saw you, but I had to go, or I was going to have to reset the clock. It was dangerously close.
It's so good.
This is you the body ever, clock talking about here.
Did you ever fear, right, when it's that close... Like, how confident are you in the act of dropping your trousers and just letting it go before your ass hits the seat?
I've done that very few times, but I have done that.
I've never. It's. I really thought today was the day where I was just going to shit all over the back of the
you
toilet
were, you thought,
seat.
You thought you were going to sink a free throw?
I wasn't going to try, but I thought I was close today, man.
He was definitely going to hit the backboard.
Listen, Matt, let me help you out here, buddy. As long as it hits porcelain, you're good.
It counts
as entry.
Yeah, but the cleanup still then, like...
Ah, you know. Well, that's a different conversation then.
a little different conversation.
Yeah, a little different conversation. As long as you hit the porcelain, you're good. If it doesn't hit the floor, boom.
Wait a sec, though. It's still in basketball, though. If it hits the rim and goes on the floor, it doesn't count.
You're the only one that made the correlation for basketball and shitting.
That's true. Hey man, I'm a slam dunk guy. That's what I am. All right.
Yeah, well, you know what? Not everyone can be as not everyone's Shaq. All right.
You know what? He's also. I think he's the youngest out of all of us. HK is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he takes it in the shitter a lot. So who knows if he's got control of his bowels?
Oh, is it as big as Brian Knobbs?
No,
probably.
I'm here if you need me.
I wish.
And how do you know he takes in the shitter in his extracurriculum activities?
Well, he's mini me, you know.
Oh, and so, you take it in the shitter?
Of course. Who doesn't? Who doesn't take it in the shitter? I slate that, Eric Friedz.
What does your dumb thing say? We rule Spain.
Oh, we God. Do. We are in the top 5 wrestling podcasts in all of the country of Spain, and we are still up there. Fucking Jim Cornette knocked us back to number 7, but we're still up there.
He's a heel.
Thank you. We're in great, great company too. The Undertaker's there, and
fuck yeah,
Spain.
What's wrong with being with the Undertaker? You know, Tito Santana holds a victory over the Undertaker in Spain.
Nothing's wrong with being with the Undertaker. Seeing the Undertaker might be a whole different story, though.
Met the Undertaker.
So Mark Calloway's ahead of us, Jim Cornette's ahead of us, and Wrestling with Freddie. Freddie Prinze Jr. apparently has a podcast that's doing better than us.
I mean, I expect all three of those podcasts to be doing better than
I miss Buddy Prince on the Rivals show, by the way. He was so good on those A&E shows. Now we have that fluffy guy.
Dude, we're doing better than Jericho, Jim Cornette Experience, his other podcast, Cultaholic. Hey,
Cornette's got two podcasts?
Oh, yeah. He does two a week, yeah.
What?
Kevin Nash, Chris Van Vliet.
Delete.
Whatever. We're doing better than Busted Open. Delete. We're doing better than Not Sam. Wow.
So
and 83 weeks. That's just a short list.
Wow. So we should. Are we moving our headquarters to Spain?
See.
Maybe some Spanish inspired merchandise.
Fuck yeah, dude.
L Wizards.
The Seeing Wizards. S I N G.
That's pretty clever.
It's an S-I-N-G sing.
S no, with the little accent. The Seeing Wizards.
Like, oh, okay. The Sing Wizards. I got you.
That's right.
Wait, how would you wait?
The musical.
I gotta go to Google.
Hornets.
easy over there. Jeez Louise. Well, Tony's Google translating. No guest tonight. It's original Wizards. We got a lot of wrestling to talk about. The King and Queen of the Ring are off and running, and we've got injuries galore. AEW is off and running. We've got injuries galore. TNA is off and running. Injuries galore.
Ooh. Shining Wizards in Spanish translates to Magos Brillantes.
Ooh, that ain't bad.
Magos Brillantes.
I can't speak the brillante? English language, and you want me to say magos brillantes?
No, brillante.
Brillantes, like brilliant, brillantes. No,
brillante.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I-L-L is
Oh,
yeah.
Look, these two fucking gringos. I can't fucking do it either. Jesus Christ.
Jesus!
Gringo's a different type of Spanish, they're double T. I don't expect you to know.
Wizards.
Can we make a Shining Wizard Spanish shirt, like the logo with just like... in Spanish underneath.
We'd have to put a big like.
Nope, we're not doing that. Nope, no. Don't go there. I knew exactly where you were going. Not
Magos,
doing it.
Magos Brillante.
Or like his hands like holding up like a bullfighter's cape, right?
Yeah.
You know,
just get Tito Santana in a Shining Wizards T-shirt.
Isn't he
Brillante?
Arriba.
Magos Brillantes.
We're going to have fun tonight.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Maybe there'll be some more dolphin rape talk. You never know. You never know.
Jesus. We're going back to that well?
We're not going back into it, but I have it written down here in my
notepad.
I'm a creep notepad that when I die and they find this, they're going to have a lot of questions.
So Brendan says like 12 pages of notes that you find it upon yourself to include dolphin rape jokes in your old notes. Sure did.
Yeah. Dolphin rape free. I don't even print up his notes anymore. I just put them on the second laptop here.
Well, there you go. Look at
boom.
That.
Yeah, because I was getting yelled at for wasting all the ink in the printer. Because I wouldn't go through them and I just throw them in the fireplace. You print fucking like 17 pages, like use them for an hour and then fucking throw them in the fireplace.
Thanks for your hard work, Brendan.
No, I appreciate it. Now it's easier. And it's just right here in the Google Docs on the second computer. So now I have it, and I don't waste paper, and I can look at it, even though he wrote fucking everything is evil at the top of it. I hope your fucking tongue falls out.
He also had,
of course he did.
Had Gable versus Bronson Reed in the Queen of the Ring tournament.
He's got fucking jokes. He keeps putting in the fucking... The NWA and the MLW results. And I don't think we've talked about either of those promotions in months.
It's only 12 pages. It's only 12 pages this week. He must not have included everything. He included everything.
I looked at this fucking MLW show and I was like, you know, you look at this and then Court Bauer on Twitter saying they're the fucking jewel of thriller app. But well, you're living in some kind of world, Court.
Matt, did your Fight TV carry over to Triller, or do you not even have a Fight TV anymore?
Oh, I don't even fucking know. What do I have?
Gotta
on
get
my
that
phone?
Rocket app, baby.
What is it under sports? What do I have it under streaming wrestling? Oh, just
this is Triller.
When I did the app the update, it just went to Triller TV.
Okay.
Triller. Oh.
Willow.
All right, so we're going to have a lot of fun.
Here we
what
are.
Is this? Episode 689, 11 weeks till 700, which means 10 weeks and 4 days before we decide what we're doing on 700.
That sounds about right.
And it's all here next. So don't change the channel. I wouldn't do that. That was a stretch.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
We love you.
We love you.
Run. We love you.
We hope all you moms out there enjoyed your Mother's Day yesterday. And of course, once again, happy Mother's Day to the mother of the Shining Wizards, Diana. But enough about Mother's Day. It's the day after. You got 364 more to go. So let's get into some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
We are live on the internet. We are going with you wherever you go. I'm Tony.
Oh, man.
And some Kevin.
KJG.
Sorry, I got all a little excited there. I saw those guys dancing around, you know.
A couple steps.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
God damn it.
What's the matter, bro?
Oh, I'm going to say something.
Oh, no.
It's a lot easier to see them when it's overcast. Those the same guys from the other video?
Oh, boy.
Back here if you need me.
Oh, no.
I was like, wow, those guys look pretty fucking buff. But then I was like, are those the same guys from the Shining Wizards video?
No, they don't all look alike.
I'm not saying
Tony,
that.
You didn't have to say that.
The other video was very sunny, so I couldn't see him that well.
Some things you just let die, Tony. You just let Matt die.
Just let me die.
Just like your internet connection.
You don't slow down.
Good Lord, man.
So that was a different group of guys.
Yes.
So we should have more intros.
That was the love team.
The love team.
Yes.
Holy God. I didn't know there was a... Hold on now.
Shout out to the love team.
Yeah, yeah. For real. How many teams are there, Tony?
There's a lot.
So there could be a whole bunch of... opens?
Like, sure. How many $40 of pops do you want to spend?
I don't know. What's in the Patreon? We're not fucking spending on anything else.
All right. So we got the Bolt. Actually,
outside of downtown Petey Brown wearing our t-shirt in the video we put out yesterday, we've seen nothing from Handsome Kevin in Minnesota. Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, we've got a lot to choose from here. I don't know what Azamkia is.
I'm in.
There's a jungle team. There's a Bangladesh team. So there's
we
African
have the
teams.
Bangladesh team.
We have the girls, wolf team. The wolf and we team. Have the yes. There's a bull team. There's the BBC team.
Hold on. If we're gonna put out some merchandise,
hey, there's
for
the
our
team.
Spanish constituents.
I like it.
Why are we not there using is. The bull team?
There's a B team. They dress in yellow. It's there's a muscle fucking, team.
It's Scott Norton and Vincent.
There's a love team. There's a pool team. Guess where those guys are at? There's a boxing team. They got a whole bunch of them, and that's just Africa, bro. Like,
so wait, do they do like? Is it like a competitive intro league? Is that what this is? Like,
no, there's just many to choose from.
If it is, I want
Africa.
Well, here we got Bangladesh. We got. Oh, these might all be the same guys. I'm not sure. No, they're all different. There's different squads here. Oh, there's the Ashik squad. There's the Azmir Joker squad. There's the Chomok squad.
I'm all in on a Chomok, whatever that is.
I think Chomok is the one we have. Yes, we have the Chomok squad.
Which one is that?
That's the one with the dude with the big teeth in the background.
Not the wolf team?
No, this is the Bangladeshi team. Actually, the Chomok squad. Wait, are there different ones?
Wait, Hold Tony, on. do we have one from the Wolf Yedit team?
No, they were banned.
They were banned. Banned in the USA.
No. I don't see the girls anymore.
Well, you know what that means.
Not my girl.
Well, you get in the goo a lot.
Yeah, I don't see the girls anymore. It's Africa and Bangladesh.
They got Ben Wad.
What was the name of the Eastern European girls team?
I think it was just the European girls.
It's a shame.
We could get dance greetings from the Jungle Boys, but I think it's one of the Bangladeshi teams. Perry. I don't. Yeah, the girls are gone, man. The girls are gone.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Yep.
This is really over there.
This is really annoying. This fucking audio is gonna. I'm gonna murder someone.
Who are you gonna murder?
Ghostbusters.
She looks like she shits her pants in the ring. I don't know. She was just confused. Like, yeah.
Oh, fucking what's her name? Candy Crush. Fucking idiot.
How's everyone doing this fine Monday evening?
Great. You know what I decided to do because I was having a good day?
What that?
I had about 20 minutes while I was eating my dinner. I decided to start watching Dynamite from Wednesday.
Look at you. Okay, so this is actually, you know what? I want to see how HK and KJG are doing, but I want to go back to that.
Okay.
How's the right side of the screen doing? Or the left, I guess.
No, that's all right.
Pin in Dynamite.
How you guys doing over there?
Aces McGaces, my man.
Oh,
that's right. Aces, huh? That's huge, man. That's big.
1809 Aces.
No, now, man. You know you're gonna get a McGace out of me at some point. Hanging
in.
I'm
in. It's easier for me if I write them down now.
I'm in vacation mode. Leave for Florida in a couple days. Getting excited. Getting pumped. Gonna make my first trip to Miami. A little nervous about that. Ooh.
My Why? Nervous?
Money.
It's like
Miami ain't cheap.
It's like the porn capital of the world, isn't it?
Well, I was nervous about that too, obviously.
Yeah, I'd be real nervous about that.
Yeah. I had to bring an extra carry-on. Nothing inside of it on the way down. On the way back, it's going to be filled to the brim.
Pornography.
Can I give you a piece of advice while you're in Miami, KJJ?
Sure.
I'll punch a dolphin right in its fucking suck hole on its head.
Great point.
Definitely do that.
Don't do it. You shouldn't do that.
Definitely. Also, you're not going to end up in like South Beach, are you?
I don't know.
You should be fine. You'll be fine.
No, I'm not too worried about it. I was just messing around for content. But no, I'm very excited. Going to Florida this week. I'll be back Monday. Hopefully in time for the show. Should be no worries there. And knee deep in playoff hockey, even though the Devils are out, but I'm super excited for it. So it's my time of year, man. I'm excited.
What are you going to Florida for?
Punani.
Whoa, buddy.
Nope. I'm dead.
Punani.
That is you. Huh.
Yeah. Oh no!
But you can't just say it without the content.
Well, let me try this again here, KJG. Why are you heading to Florida again?
Punani.
Okay, gotcha. No, I heard you the first time. Right. Yeah.
Like a piece of shit jerk off.
Well, that's an interesting way to go in Miami.
Out of doo doo.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you're into what you're into. I'm not here to kink shame.
He went suckhole.
Due to a Jace.
Waving the white flags.
If it's the porcelain, you're good. Can we get that one?
Yeah, it's easier at the beginning of the show. HK, how are you out there in old Minnesota?
I'm doing great in Minnesota.
Yeah, man.
Great. Great, 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 great. Had a fantastic show this weekend and scored some figs.
All right. I don't know if we can see the logo on your hat because we know Tony likes to guess.
That's got to be a minor league team.
It's a hockey hat.
I know, but Tony's usually on top of these things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice the hat.
Can we get him the one? Can we get him the one shot? Let's see.
Yeah, let me see this. Hold on.
Make him big. Make his big head big. Come on, peanut head.
There we go. Oh, why'd you fuck it up?
You got to keep it there.
Oh, I know that one. You know, that's from Al Day's neck of the woods.
No way. Dude, that's either a minor league team or the Sharks.
Yeah, no, it's the Huntsville Havoc.
You bet your baby balls it is.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Did you guys have a side DM?
Yeah, there's collusion here. There's 100% collusion.
I talk to Al frequently enough. I know who he follows.
You talk to Al?
Yes. Al Day.
Yeah, Tropical.
Fuck yeah, dude. Treehorn.
Yeah, lover boy. My island boy.
Boy. What's up, Al?
I find that hard to believe.
Why? He's a delightful human being.
I know he is. I also talk to him.
He's fantastic.
Well, I bet you don't know who the Huntsville Havoc is. Maybe how often do you talk to him?
I don't because I didn't send a text message to Handsome Kevin and say, "What hat are you wearing tonight?" So when they ask me, I know.
Say my name, Steve.
Tommy says, Tommy T Dog says HK's hat is really cute.
Hey, thanks, babe.
Ooh, woo.
What is this? What was that?
Ooh, woo.
Oh, it's like a thing?
Yeah. Of course it's a thing. Oh, yeah.
Don't just please stop.
What?
What are you doing? What is that?
What? Who, me? Doing? What?
Yes, Scott George is right. Tropic Al does agree with Matt not wearing deodorant.
No, he does not. No, he does not.
Yeah, I don't know where you heard that from.
Well, look, if you go to the latest episode of Tots Pod on the Shining Wizards Network, part of the Gorilla Brain podcast production.
Will you stop?
You can listen and you can judge for yourself and listen what my man Al Day has to say about the deodorant situation.
Yeah, listen to him.
All right, we can't have this conversation because Al's not here to talk for himself, and I'm not putting words in his mouth. That's like Hansel Kevin, where I'm not going to try and be the puppet master for Duke and for Al Day. I listen to the shows. I know what goes on.
That's not what happens.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I am going to harp on HK for the latest year of Duke and Rogue, though.
Oh, here we go.
I want to hear what he says.
I would have liked a little more context.
Excuse me.
Into the conversation about who... the time era of these concerts that are taking place when it's got Kiehl's and Kip Winger. Because I definitely screen capped arguably one of the top five most awesome pictures ever and sent it to you. Because look, if it's Kip Winger now, then I think Kiehl's has a better chance of getting away with it, as Duke said.
Fucking wrong angle.
No, it was great angle. Bad.
Horrible angle.
But bad angle. Kip Winger back in the day, she's only 17. I bet you Kip Winger plenty of 17.
Yeah, Christine, 6. It's all bad, man. It's all
but
bad.
Different times. 70s were a different time, man.
We're talking the 80s. I said if
Christine 16 is the 70s, though.
Right, but I'm in the time period, I said in the 80s.
You missed out. You missed out on a really big one from 1980.
Ooh, what'd I miss?
Benny Mardones, Into the Night. She's just 16 years old.
Oh! Yeah, it was a good, that was a good pull on standing there by the Beatles, HK. That was a good pull, too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still stand by it. Winger's going to fucking jail.
Not Gene Simmons with that long-ass tongue, 16?
No, man, not at all. It's the pull effect, man. They got way more pull. Both of those bands got way more pull than Winger ever has had.
No, I think Winger gets away with it because I think a lot of people think Kiss is evil and crazy.
This is during there's no makeup at this period.
Yes, that's even more of a win for Kiss.
Yeah, that makes Winger. It even Gene's, worse.
Gene Simmons looks like he's better with the makeup on.
All of them do, really.
Paul Stanley looks like a fucking... He looks like Ric Flair now, all melted and shit. Ugh.
He kind of does. He always has, yeah.
Paul Stanley looks like a cross between Dee Schneider and Howard Stern.
Brendan Haney wants to know if Marty Scurll will be here tonight for this.
Bravo, Brundo. Bravo.
Oh, what are we doing? All right. Before I forget, HK... Uh-oh. No, because like HK is heavily involved in the independent wrestling scene in Minnesota, but we never get a chance to plug where he's going to be. And then as soon as we finish the show, he's like, oh, I should have said where I'm going to be this weekend, because Hands with Kevin gets to do some pretty cool shit. So I wrote down plug HK, which, you know, when I'm dead will be very interesting to read along with all the other. It's plug HK and then Aces McGaces underneath that. So
Aces McGaces.
Good luck deciphering that, corner. Where will you be this weekend, Handsome Kevin?
This weekend I will be in Rochester, Minnesota for the Throwback Throwdown. A lot of awesome talent going to be there. Obviously, we have there's going to be Shane Douglas, the Powers of Pain. I think Deborah might be there at this one. I didn't get the full rundown.
I know exactly what Tony's doing.
Oh, what is he doing? Where's he going?
I gotta find it. Hold on. No, keep going. Keep going.
Keep plugging your shit.
Good. Yeah,
I'll find it. What are you talking about?
But look, Tommy T Dog, I think Kip Winger is really sexy then and now.
Tommy
T Dog. I did not know HK is a wrestler. He is a wrestling manager.
Berserker will be out on Saturday.
Dude, for real? Can we ask
Huss?
Can you ask him about his muffler?
I'm going to ask him if he's going to pay anybody back for those lemon cars he sold.
Can you see if he'll do the podcast?
I mean, I've met him before.
Then we can ask him on the podcast. So at least, you know, we got him on. Then,
right. Yeah. You know,
John Nord Leaves podcast.
Great Bear. Raise some hell. Beat Deborah.
Classic on this show.
What? Oh, hell yeah.
I'm surprised.
Leave her on the floor. Let's beg for mercy. Oh, hell yeah.
What? Surprised it's not fucking... on your soundboard.
I had to put it back on. It's in the music, though. Fucking hell. Here we go. Justin Anderson remembers. Beat Deborah.
It's going to be stuck in my fucking head all night now.
I think Mega Powers introduced me to that.
God damn. So you're going to be sharing the locker room with all these legends.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's always like it's still kind of... I don't know. I don't want to say weird, but like it's still kind of one of those surreal things for me when I'm sharing a locker room with some of these guys that have been to the highest of heights. It's still awesome though. Like you just gotta remember they're all just regular guys. All of them are just regular guys so far. So,
all right,
never gets old.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Shane Douglas gave the most awesome drop ever to us when he did the show.
Oh, yeah? Fuck. Now you're going to make me pull this one?
I might actually have it. Hold on. I have to look. I should have had this ready. This is my fault. I may not actually have it.
This conversation was going this way.
What? That we were going to talk about where Handsome Kevin was going to be this week?
No, that Shane Douglas would actually come up in the new
one. Oh, no, I know because I talked to Handsome Kevin about this last night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that a Fortnite vehicle?
Yes. Well, he was very excited that he was going to be doing the show with these guys.
Hey, everybody out there in wrestling land. If you want pro wrestling information at its finest, you're listening to Shining Wizard right here with my boys.
Thanks, Shane. Way to fucking... way to say who you are.
My boys.
What a package.
Yeah.
Fucking Shane Douglas. What a man.
Oh, I found this one. I found this one, too.
Oh.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Remember that?
A little bit of the bubbly?
That was when AEW was awesome.
It's like 4 years ago.
5 years ago at this point.
I found this one.
Oh, didn't see you there. You are listening to Shining Wizards podcast, baby. Podcast. I'm Thunder Frog, baby. Yeah.
Thunder Frog.
Where's the worst one? Where's the fucking worst one? Where is goddamn
Moose?
Raven?
No, fucking Mr. Ooh La La.
What's up?
He's got fucking, I got the power playing in the fucking background. God,
hey,
damn, I have a ton of liners of people we shouldn't be playing liners from.
I'm BJ Whitmer and you're...
Whoops. Nope.
Whoops.
Oopsie daisy.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Business question, but an idea that I feel like might bring good conversation on the air. Thoughts about getting Scotty Riggs back on the show?
You know what? I've actually thought about that because I see him. He's working out with them DDP power cuffs.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The Dallas Star is getting bigger, brother. That's what he said on Twitter. I think that's a great idea. I bet he's got some great stories. And he was like fucking living out of his car before he got turned his life around. So
how good
maybe
is the internet connection going to be?
Well, now he's probably sharing a house with DDP, and he's shaving Buff's balls, so we'll see what's going on there.
That's a promotion.
Buff's
Scott
balls?
George might want to erase that one. Oh, there's a lot we should probably erase.
Yeah.
There's guests, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you've been on the Shining Wizards, odds are you're a problem.
Odds are you're a problem.
Odds are you're a problem. You know what? We have this one.
This is Jay Briscoe, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
Oh, this made me sad.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to make you sad. I'll make you feel better.
Hey, this is Buff Bagwell, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And I mean podcast. And if you're not buff and you're not the stuff and the girls can't get enough, you better be checking this out. Remember, I'm buff and always will be the stuff. Check it out.
Love that.
Way too long.
It's actually Missy Hyatt that's going to be there this weekend. Missy Hyatt, not Deborah.
She went on a Twitter tear, too, this weekend, huh?
Missy Hyatt.
Did she really?
I think so. She was saying something about, like, some signing she was at. She was like, even the 80s rats are out tonight. A lot of uncomfortable wrestlers.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Let's see. She was going nuts this weekend. And I never realized how big of an how big of a role she plays on she's a GCW regular now too, right? Game Changer.
Yeah, she's the manager of Blake Christian.
All right.
Brundo's asking about David Starr. I don't think we have a David Starr drop, but we definitely have some juicy product drops.
No, we dropped David Starr. Is what we did.
You got any hard body Harris drops there, Double T?
No. How about?
Yes. He was one this? Phone call to call us and give a liner.
How about this one?
All right. Hello, this is Gunner right here, the modern-day Viking of PNA Oof. Wrestling, and you're listening to Shining Wizards Podcast.
Oof.
Get it.
Wait, what did Gunner do? I forgot.
He's a big old racist.
Yeah, Gunner's a racist. What about this anti-vax wizard?
This is the common denominator of greatness, Austin Aries. And you're listening to the men of the Shining Wizard Podcast.
That's right, we're men.
Yeah, that's right.
I like Austin Aries. Except when he fucking no-sold Johnny Fuckface, whatever his name is now. All right, let me sidebar. Yeah. This whole Johnny fucking change his name. Are we over this yet?
I'm over.
We going back? Are we talking Dynamite? Are we talking about Morrison here?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, any show that he appears on, like, wasn't he on that fucking thing that, isn't he on that fucking Bloodsport thing? Wasn't he also Johnny Bloodsport recently too? Enough of this shit. Just pick That's a fucking gimmick. Name. It's no, it's fucking stupid.
Dude, well, when you show up on WWE TV for the first time so many years ago and your name is literally changed from week to week, you run with that as soon as you can.
Yeah, he should have fucking ran away with that shit.
He was Johnny Spade. He was Johnny Nitro. Then he was John Morrison. Went back to Johnny Nitro. Or no, he stayed with John Morrison.
It doesn't matter.
Johnny Impact. Johnny Wrestling, which Gargano took over. Johnny Elite. Johnny TV. I love it. Let it ride. Ugh.
Brenda wants to know if we have a Buck Zumoff drop.
No, we don't.
I bet we could get him on the phone for an interview from prison.
Dude, that was my fucking idea.
Still could do it.
Hey, see if the Berserker fucking could get him for us.
Here we go. In the back of my notebook, a list of people who are in prison that we should try and talk to. Buck Zumhoff, Sonny, Hardbody Harrison, Billy Jack Haynes.
Fuck is wrong with us?
I bet you there's more. What do you mean? What's wrong with us?
We're gonna do the Wizards pen pals. Ben being pen pals. Yeah.
Here's $20 to put into your account. Talk to us for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's all you got to do. Just put them in the send them money to the commissary. They'll fucking talk to anybody.
Yeah. See. How do I do that?
You could probably just do an inmate search. And then that'll give you like their commissary number, and then you could probably just wire them money.
Oh, yeah. Send them letters, read right. The letters.
You got to figure this out now. Where's Buck Zumoff in jail? I'll do a little quick Google foo. We'll see if we can figure this out.
So I feel like we have to, like, what is he in for?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. I guess not based on that.
I met him. He signed some stuff for me, and I saw the crime scene.
In the
scene.
Back of your fucking van.
I saw his crime scene.
All right, so how about that? I feel like we just have to do our due diligence with what they're in for before we write them.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like Sonny, right? Sonny killed somebody.
Yep.
Right? But she
Oh my God. I've got a fucking...
But she didn't do anything like the kids or anything like that.
Bro, I'm
not,
putting in...
No, not Sonny, but rock and roll Buck Zumhoff did.
Right, that's why I don't want him. He shouldn't be involved in this. I don't want to write Buck Zumhoff.
I just put the link in the chat to Eugene Zumhoff's Department of Corrections page from the state of Minnesota.
Could you?
Oh, thank you. Oh, where
he looks
he?
Like he looks like a feminine Barry Windham in this picture.
Barry Windham looks like a feminine Barry Windham.
Whoa. He's currently at Rush City.
Holy shit! He's in Rush City.
Sounds like an amusement park.
That's where Handsome Kevin's next show is.
I'm gonna say no. That's not far away.
Holy shit!
Wow, you did that fast, Tony.
Listen, I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yeah, you do. What about? Can you find out where Hardbody Harrison is?
Wait. I'm looking up.
He's got to be Atlanta.
Oh, court case information. I want to. Why can't I? I want to get his fucking account information. I have a feeling it's going to be, oh God. All right. Yeah, I accept.
Oh boy. What did you accept?
No, it's the court records online. It's the Minnesota court information stuff. Sure. I could look this up later. This is very, I like doing investigative stuff like this. It's fun. Not necessarily for Buck Zumhoff, but you know what I mean?
Rock and roll, buddy.
Rock and roll.
Oof, man, that picture is... That is something else, buddy.
You know what was great too? Like when they were sentencing him, he tried to run out of the courtroom. So he made it even worse.
He looks like a fucking Eugene Otto. Like What a fucking ghoul. Holy
like
shit.
Like if Eugene Otto had a face, it would be Eugene Otto's face.
Oh my God. What? Yes, crazy. We're fucking all over the place tonight. But back to so Handsome Kevin's got a show. KJG's going to Florida. Yes, we're gonna go back to Dynamite. So you did watch the first 20 minutes of Dynamite, T Donk.
Yes, I did. Wait, I'm looking up how to send money to inmates in the Minnesota Department of Corrections.
All right.
We're
all
not
right,
Brendan. Sending Buck Zumhoff money.
Oh, here you go. JPay, of course.
JPay.
Yeah, JPay. That's kind of what I think that's what all the departments of corrections use, honestly.
Brendan Haney wants to know how long until we can write Ric Flair.
He better hope a long time.
You're better off writing to Paisanos. He'll probably pick it up the next time he stumbles in.
What a fucking embarrassment.
Dude, God. Jim Cornette was like,
Flair, no one would even give this a second look.
But Jim Cornette was like, how do you spend $1,500 at a fucking pizzeria?
It's got a bar.
Yeah, and then fucking tell people you weren't drinking. Shut up.
Oh, he was hammered.
Oh, yeah. Fucking liar. You fucking just stop, all right? Your fucking best years are beyond you. Just be a normal fucking civilian, you dickbag.
That's normal to him, I guess.
What's your last name? Nicholas Dickhead.
That was funny.
He had some good lines in there. I'll give him that.
Hey, still cut a promo.
Love it. Free Ric Flair.
All right, well, we have to sign up for a JPay account. And once we get that, then we could send money to whoever we want that's in the system.
Great.
Hey, we could send them money to make phone calls.
All right.
The consortium for wrestling convicts.
Oh, my God. We should start a charity. We should make a 503C. Is that what it is? A nonprofit?
Oh, here Todd Gordon chimes in. He says, who do you got to know to get a Todd Gordon drop?
Hey, Todd, just record yourself on your phone and send it to us. WizardsPodcast@gmail.com or text it to Matt. You probably got Matt's phone number. Does Todd Gordon have your number?
No, but he can slide into my DMs. But yeah, look, we have gotten away from the drops, but I would love to get back to getting drops.
I mean, video preferred because now we have the video, you know, component.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we go in a different direction. Liners are out, right? Because all of our liners are in jail.
Yeah, pretty much. Or, you know.
Hey, everybody. This is Sunny.
There we go. All right. They're either in jail or they're no longer with us, right? Jesus, criminy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Do you know who you are listening
nope.
to?
Nope.
Is that Orndorff?
Yeah, it was Orndorff. Oh, man. Paul Orndorff was awesome.
Can you play that again?
No, come on, man.
Why?
Street Turkeys.
He said, do you know who you're listening to?
Sweet on the Hog.
Yeah, Sweet on the Hog.
Wait, Todd Gordon Orndorff fucking rules.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Kevin Nash is sitting above me, brother. Can't you tell? Big sexy.
He aged like Zumhoff.
God damn, I might use that picture as the episode. It's
HK. Like age like Zumhoff seems to be like the slam and like the end of like a rap battle lyric.
Yeah.
Like, you can find something that age like Zumhoff. Like if you can find like something that rhymes with Zumhoff.
Having a hard time jerking off.
Having a hard time, like zoom off.
I spent my time stroking off.
Age like zoom off.
Holy shit! Who else can we send money to? If we're gonna make a JPay account, we
hard
well.
Body Harris.
That's we gotta find where that piece of shit is.
It's gotta be Georgia, bro.
I gotta
think of Georgia too.
But he was federal though. My man was ranking up federal charges. Eek. Yeah, so they could send him anywhere.
Good.
I wouldn't do that.
William Haynes III. Let's see where he's at.
What?
Oh.
I mean, he's got to be. Is he in the state system? He's got to be in the state system in Oregon, right?
He looks like the in Indiana Jones where they drink from the wrong fucking cup.
the fucking Crypt Keeper.
Why would you put that up? What are we doing?
Are we not allowed to put it up?
Oh, I mean, you know, you really want Buck Zumoff's face on our show?
We spent the last fucking 10 minutes talking about him. We're going to set up a fucking...
We're not spending Buck Zumoff money.
Tony wants to start a fucking Buck Zumoff charity.
No, it was a charity for wrestlers in prison. Get it right. Holy shit.
What are we really doing? Getting them like Cheez-Its and like...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he could buy toiletries, like if you need some shit paper or maybe a new toothbrush.
No. Yeah. Eliminate Zumoff. Delete Zumoff from this.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, there's no fucking outstanding citizens in fucking prison.
I get that.
There's,
I mean, it's not like he's ever getting out either. I mean, come on now.
It's not like Hard Body Harris is some fucking...
Zumoff is up for parole in 2031.
Yeah, they're all bad people.
Todd loves the show. Todd, anytime you want to come back, brother.
Hey, just fucking send me a Facebook message. I'll send you the link to jump on.
Hey, and if you know any wrestlers that are down in their luck and maybe behind bars that could use a couple of buckets.
Know anything. Bucks, he fucking whatever. He ran ECW. Of course he knows somebody in jail.
What's the over-under on people Todd Gordon knows in jail?
Four.
I'd say 17.
I think a lot have passed on, so you have to remember that.
That's a shame.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like Rockin' Rebel, right? He gone.
It depends on how, like, I'm not talking about like wrestlers. I'm talking about like everyone in his life.
Oh, well, it's a horse of a different color.
Yeah. Maybe they got life sentences. Maybe they're still.
I mean, Hard Body Harrison is in there for fucking sex trafficking.
Yeah, so I wouldn't.
So we can't send you. You don't want to send him Cheez-Its either?
No, no. So, like,
what if he said
bad crimes, but like, I don't know if
this ought to be good.
So, Sonny's like the weird one.
Sonny!
I don't know if I'd send her stuff either. I guess I'd have to, right?
Here we go. Oh, you could buy him like underwears and like t-shirts and stuff too.
Yes, can we please send them all Shining Wizards t-shirts?
No, you got to buy them before they click.
No, I want to send them to the whole clink. The whole clink.
And we'll put like a little tool inside so they can break out.
No,
I don't want him finding me. You think I'm letting fucking Rock and Roll Buck Zumoff sleep on the air mattress that Handsome Kevin sleeps on? You're out of your mind.
Yeah. I just picture like you study like in prison with like a Shawn Michaels poster on her wall, and then behind it is like a hole to get out from the tool that we sent her, and she like gets out of a storage drain.
Oh, she's Shawshanking.
She's Shawshanking and pops into like Studio B for like an episode of the podcast.
You saw the look in Tony's wife's eye.
An Asian Joe. We're Cell Block B, and you're watching the Shiny Wizard podcast.
You saw the look in Tony's wife's eye when she was standing in her driveway looking across the field. Could you imagine what Buck Zumoff would do at my house? Forget about it. Forget about it. I can't have that. That can't be on my hands.
God, there's got to be more wrestlers in jail for like less crimes than what we're talking about.
Hey, so is Billy Jack Haynes in the federal system? Because I don't see him in the state system.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me pull up the federal system of inmates in the country.
Federal inmate.
Has he been processed yet?
Well, he's in custody.
Yeah, I don't think he was released on bail at all.
Oh, Brett DiBiase's in prison.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
See, that's white collar. Let's give him some money.
Yeah, let's give some money to the guy that didn't need money and stole money from the poor. Yeah.
That's right.
The old reverse Robin Hood.
That's it. Steal from the poor and give to the rich.
I don't know who Brian McGee is.
What about Dan Rodimer?
Well, he killed a person.
Hmm.
Brian McGee. I don't know who's it. Dan Rodimer?
Rodimer, I believe it's actually pronounced.
Dan, he was the tough enough.
Yeah. Had some dark matches. Ran for some council in Texas. Or something
I thought,
like that.
You know, when he was on Tough Enough, I thought he had a chance.
He had a good look.
Yeah.
It was that early 2000s bleach blonde hair.
Was it the pewter season?
Yes.
Oh, this guy's from Denville, New Jersey.
Yeah, he went to CNL Prep. He went to high school, HK. Seton Hall Prep is a school three blocks away from my house, and that's where this
murder allegation.
Oh, you're a big fan.
A huge fan, big time. Rhode Island guy. Nah, you're a Rod. Show with the Miz.
You're a Rodhead.
Rodman.
Oh, Rodman, huh? I like that. Better
cut. I don't know, man. This guy's he was arrested in March on a warrant for an open murder charge.
Mm-hmm. Initially ruled as an accident in a hotel, but then they did a little more investigation and charged.
So does he get Cheez-Its? Like, where's the Cheez-It line here?
I don't mind giving Cheez-Its to murderers.
Can we isolate that, please? Yep.
What was that, about the 50-minute mark? 15. Cheez-Its to murderers.
Cheez-Its are the line at horrible snack to begin with. Give them all.
Excuse me?
Oh, Cheez-Its rule, bro. No. Take your fucking veggie platter and hit the bricks.
All right, HK, now we're talking about love the real veggie here. Platter. Cheez-Its or goldfish?
You know, so here, Cheez-Its with the ridges, I can get into those. Standard issue.
With the ridges.
They got those flavored Cheez-Its with the ridges. I'm in there, right? I'm okay with those.
We're not talking
standard,
about
standard Cheez-Its. No, no.
What is, I can't with you.
No.
Wow. Find an adult in custody. I'm still looking for William Hayes.
All right, so here's. All right,
we're
so
getting there.
I'm going to be blunt with my prisoner commissary line.
Found him. Crimes.
Murder. I will give you Cheez-Its. White collar crimes, Cheez-Its. Anything involving sex trafficking or children, anything like that, you're done. I'm done with you.
Yeah, like Raisinets.
All right. If you guys are interested, William Albert Haynes is in custody in the Multnomah County Sheriff's Department. He is 6'4", 200 pounds. I guess he's lost a few pounds.
Like crazy, dude. He's 70 years old.
He's facing two charges, murder two, domestic violence, which is a class A felony, and unlawful use of a weapon in committing domestic violence. That's a class C felony. Both zero bail, so he is not getting out. He could probably use some Cheez-Its.
I'll send Billy Jack some Cheez-Its.
There you go. Listen, sounds like we got something rolling here, man.
We do. We just got to figure out the best way to attack this.
I don't know if that's the right word to use.
Yeah, probably use something softer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What we got here? Looks like Evan Courageous was arrested in the end of 2023, but I don't think he's still in jail.
No.
That was like an assault charge, I think.
I was say, what was he picked up for?
I think it was a drug and assault charge, I believe.
Is Juventud Guerrero still in jail?
No, he's out. He's working shows, man.
The juice is loose.
Yeah.
He out.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Well, this has been Inmate Talk.
This is what you tune in to. Look, you could tune into any wrestling podcast out there.
This is why we are number 7 in Spain.
That's right. The Spaniards.
Briante.
Por favor, número uno. Please.
Sí, gracias.
Gracias. Del Nagas.
Ding, ding the bell. Subscribe.
So anyway, Tony, you watched the first 20 minutes of AEW. It was.
I sure did.
What, Pockets and Trent?
Oh, yes, it was.
All right, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on what you saw. And did you see the end of the match and the post-match shenanigans?
I saw a bit of the beatdown in the post-match. But at that point, what was the purpose? So here's what I don't understand. So Trent beats up Chuck Taylor, and now Chuck Taylor, outside of that, has this career-threatening, ending-threatening injury that he might not come back from. But Trent kicked the shit out of him and turned on him, right? So that's where we're going with the story. So Trent should not come out with fucking Chuck written on his forearm, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
I think he was openly mocking.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yes, well, you know what the two of them were doing? They were mocking me for watching a fucking, what I thought would be a wrestling match. You want to talk about mocking? First of all, was this no disqualification? No, right? But the referee just let him go all through the crowd. And like, Orange Cassidy is supposed to be there to avenge his friend's career ending fucking injuries that he suffered at the hands of this cocksucker. Ah, let's just go into the crowd. Ah, let's just climb up on the seats. Ah, let's just, you know, and the opening 20 seconds. Oh, we're going to start with them hitting each other. And oh, it was so bad, dude. Nothing was connecting. These two are idiots. I don't get it. I just didn't get it.
Idiots.
Yes. And on top of that, Trent is cheating and fucking punching and whatever. And the referee's letting him do whatever.
Punching is what.
Orange Cassidy, the virtuous babyface, has to fucking rip the turnbuckle out of the corner to win. Like, what the fuck are we doing? I thought we're trying to extend this story that Trent is a badass. You can't fucking let Orange Cassidy fucking lose. What are we doing? So now you shit the entire fucking story out. I don't care that he attacks him after the match. Who gives a fuck? He fucking lost.
So I agree with you, Tom. Not a fun match, right? I'm with you with the rules. I'm with you with all that.
And he's supposed to be avenging his friend, and he's doing the fucking, like, the fucking hand. When he did that, I would have fucking gave him the finger, and I would have got back in the ring and said, come on, motherfucker.
I would have maybe not forgiven, but I would have overlooked all of that if not for the post-match bullshit. Because he pile-drives him on the steel steps. Pile driver on the steps. And then slingshots him from underneath the ring. And even after that, Orange Cassidy has the wherewithal to go grab a chair.
Of course he does.
Right? Go grab a chair.
Of course he does.
And then walk out with Don Callis while Statlander goes down to fucking talk to Trent. What? Kenny Omega, right? Okay. Previously injured, sure. Get stretchered out for taking a couple moves. You goddamn kill Orange Cassidy, and he still has the wherewithal to keep, gotta go grab the chair, and now he's walking out, a pile driver on the steps, and a slingshot under the ring, and he's still grabbing a chair. He's still all there.
I tell you, that's
where I'm out.
One thing that I was sort of on board with, but they should have done differently, was when Trent was down and Orange like went with the one light kick, and then he just kept fucking building up and really laying him in. What he should have done, if he really wanted to be a fucking prick to avenge his friend, he should have did one light kick and then said, fuck this, and just started fucking laying him in and laying him in and laying him in. Don't fucking play this stupid character when your fucking friend's life is depending on you kicking the shit out of the guy that fucking took your career away. It didn't make sense. And on top of that, just before this match, what happened, HK? You know what happened? Adam, which is the fucking dumbest thing, like this fucking old looking fucking lion is walking through, looking at his phone going, ah, what the fuck? Like, Adam? Ugh. Adam is the worst fucking name for this guy. And I know it's his government name, but my God, he's Edge. Can we fucking pay them money to get Edge or at least call him something cool? He's Adam. Great. Did he fucking give a rib to his wife? Who gives a shit? But here's the thing. He goes, tonight, I'm getting him. No disqualification. And then what happens? The very fucking first match, they're fighting in the crowd anyway.
Yep. That's when he cut that, he went no disqualification, and the fuck's the difference?
Nope, there is none. It's AEW. It doesn't matter. They just think it's ECW rules for every fucking match, and you can just go everywhere and do everything. Right, this is the fucking shit that I'm dealing with this fucking computer. You can laugh. It's fine.
I am laughing. I enjoy your rage. Now, KJG, I'm interested to see your thoughts here, because you seemed a little maybe in disagreement with Tony Kevin.
I was, until he brought up the point where Edge mentioned the no DQ, and then the fact that they went and had a no DQ match before you had a no DQ match was that, and the post match shenanigans was a little much for me. But in terms of like the match, if it wasn't for the Edge announcing like a no DQ thing, then I would have accepted this for what it was. But I just feel like it all avenging Chuck, there's nothing that he could do that will bring Chuck Taylor back in terms of a wrestler. So whether he beats the shit out of him or whether he just beats him in a match, either way to me is avenging Chuck Taylor. He never said, like, I'm going to have to beat the shit out of this guy to avenge my best friend after you turned on him. Maybe in his mind, just winning a match against Trent was enough for him. But again, two things I agree with Tony on 100% was the post NHK was the post match goofiness and Edge announcing a no DQ match or wanting a no DQ match after or while we just saw a no DQ match.
What was the purpose of turning Trent if he was going to lose right away? And now that he's a loser joining Don Callis where nobody fucking wins anyway.
I don't think we knew the extent of what Chuck Taylor was going through at that point. So I'm assuming they wanted I'm assuming they wanted a drawn out thing with Chuck and Trent or maybe Trent and Orange. Maybe they got exactly what they wanted out of it. And listen, Trent, let's be honest, as much I love Trent, but I don't know. I don't see any upside in putting him in any real situation of substance, to be honest with you. I think he's doing a good job with what they're giving him, but is Trent really going to be main eventing? Is he really going to be high profile matches other than once this Orange Cassidy thing is done? I don't think so.
Oh, it's kind of done. It's kind of done now anyway, right? I mean, yeah. Where do you go from here?
They'll do something. I think there's a rematch at Double or Nothing.
Well, that's what I thought it was going to be to begin with, and they put it on TV.
And who gives a fuck? All fucking Don Callis' people lose anyway, except for Will Ospreay, who's probably not even going to be there anymore with his group.
No, wait. Is my memory shitty, Matt, or did they do something with Trent and Don Callis? Or I thought it was Orange Cassidy.
It's Orange. And
yeah. It's Orange, but you know that they're not going to turn Orange Cassidy, right? So you know that it's going to end up with Don Callis backing Trent. The match itself was fine for what it was. Yeah. Tony's face. If you're not watching on YouTube, seriously, you have to watch on YouTube.
I didn't like this match.
And that's really fine. That's fine. I thought it fit the story. You know, the turnbuckle thing, that's how he beat Trent. He took the turnbuckle pad off. So Orange Cassidy using it to beat, or Chuck, excuse me. That's how he beat Chuck. So Orange Cassidy using it to beat Trent. But I'm with you. The post-match thing, I think it would mean more if after he takes that slingshot under the ring and Trent is going to bash him, if Don Callis steps in front of a helpless Orange Cassidy. I think that, because that was what ended up happening anyway, right? Don Callis stepped in front of Orange Cassidy when he was, like, holding himself up with a chair. Like, you accomplished the same thing. Like, sell the fucking vicious pile driver on the steps and the slingshot under the ring. I think visually, if there's an unconscious Orange Cassidy on the ground and Trent's going to brain him with a toolbox and out of all people, Don Callis steps in the way, I think that sends such a bigger message.
Yeah. It was definitely, maybe that's what they had in mind. It was definitely an awkward way to put that over.
Yeah, I put it in. So I put it in my notes on my phone because I've been watching when I go to the gym. And that was the first thing I wrote. I put the fucking post-match. I hate it. I hated it. The fact that he just like fucking stumbled over and he grabbed the chair. Like he just took a pile driver on the fucking steps and then slingshot under the hardest part of the ring. Like, fucking sell, bro.
Yep. Nope. It's not what Orange Cassidy does.
The lasting image of a fucking dead Orange Cassidy and Don Callis stopping Trent from braining him goes much further than Orange Cassidy not fucking selling this just to have the same result. Don Callis step in front of him.
And I'm a big believer in the sell. I think we all are. Can we fast forward to Deeb? Because that bugged the fuck out of me, too. That was fucking miserable.
It was bad, but here's... So we're going to cover all of AEW here. You know, right? So you hear all the stuff that happened during the Ring of Honor tapings, right? With Sky Blue. Right? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right. And then during the
well, for the people who don't know that are listening.
Right. But during the, what was it? The Mariah May Harley Cameron match too. You can hear the cameras pick up Saraya pointing at these dudes like these guys are creeps. Right. So it seemed to be like a theme. The Serena Deeb promo was atrocious, but she keeps turning around looking into the crowd. And the only thing I could think of now, after all this information has come out, is there's fucking dudes like in the front row, like fucking catcalling her, saying nasty shit to her. Like, she's a professional. There's no shot that she keeps stopping and looking behind her unless someone's saying something that is like, she can't be that bad at promos. She can't.
She's pretty rough at promos.
That was that. Look, man, she's a great wrestler. That was rough to watch.
Well, I mean, she's not a great promo to begin with, and that's being generous. Yeah. But if she's willing to get distracted, and I'm not saying she shouldn't have been. They, from what I understand, it was just one dude, and he was just saying completely heinous shit. But
it was a couple different dudes, apparently.
I thought it was during Ring of Honor. It was only one guy that got thrown out.
That was during Ring of Honor, but during that the next match, the Maria May match, Saraya is on camera pointing out, like, you could see her yelling at people in the crowd. Like, these
One of the guys is the guy that does get thrown out eventually. It's in, like, that same group. But the one guy does end up getting thrown out in Ring of Honor. It's the same population.
Remember years ago when Tony Khan said that AEW was going to be a safe space for all the fans? And
yeah, but you can't get, you like...
Yeah, but why are they not throwing these people out immediately?
I don't. Someone jumped in the freaking ring.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. We've not just in wrestling, but like we've created a society where there's no repercussion. Like people just say do whatever the fuck they want. Like, look, you've been to a wrestling show with me. I have a big fucking mouth. I've also been to wrestling shows where I've told people, like, shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down. Like, if I'm at an event and there's somebody doing, like, look, I'm not looking to throw hands, but if someone's being a complete fucking dirtbag, I'm going to say something, and if it comes to it, I'll fucking get booted. But, like, this dude had a fucking kid with him. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing, people? And all these people around this dude, not one person was like, bro, shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down.
Yep.
Was he in the front row?
I don't know where he was. I don't give a shit where he is.
No, I get it. It just might be hard to do when there's like, when you're like in like.
The... Well, when fucking Audrey Edwards, as soon as the match is over, she slides out of the ring and they throw the dude out. So he was close enough where they could hear him. But there's people around him.
Yeah.
No, like, let's not normalize shitty fucking behavior.
Of course not. I hate shitty behavior. That's like the worst.
I would almost guarantee that the people around him that aren't saying anything are recording him on their cell phone and posting it.
It's unbelievable, man. I'll fucking go to jail for my wife. If someone fucking disrespected my wife, I have no problem fucking killing somebody.
Then we can send you Cheez-Its.
Send me the Cheez-Its. But I'm fucking dead serious, bro. Everyone's got a mother. Everyone's got a sister. There's some woman in your life. Like... just be a fucking respectful person. And all you fucking shitbags online are like, hey, you dress like that. You're asking for it. Stop.
You know who had the greatest point ever? Was Chelsea Green on Twitter saying, all right, so it's okay for dudes to go out and wrestle in their fucking underwear and all oiled up and no one says shit to them. But then when a woman goes out and dresses basically the same way, but like not even showing as much, it's okay for dude. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But it was such a well put out thought, in response to don't show your skin, like comment.
If we were having a conversation about wrestlers and we sent the eggplant emoji, we would all know who we were talking about. Right. It's just fucking crazy. People are out of their fucking minds, man. Mike Tyson said it right. People need to normalize getting punched in the fucking mouth for saying disrespectful shit. Sorry, a tangent. That was a tangent. Sorry. Back to Serena Deeb's terrible promo.
Yeah. So she went cheap pop twice in the beginning. Right? And I think she's a fantastic in-ring worker. the promo was awful. It was very flat. And then fucking Toni Storm comes out. She catches one punch and she's knocked out cold, not moving, dead. One punch. One punch from Serena Deeb will knock out Toni Storm, the champion, out cold, not moving, done. Bro. Orange Cassidy eats the pile driver and the slingshot. He's still moving. Why am I interested in this match now when I know Serena Deeb loads up that right hand? Toni Storm's fucking dead.
No, she'll kick out at one.
And also...
She'll kick out at one. Don't worry about it, bro. It'll be fine.
All right. All right.
You know, it won't be one of those situations where she gets punched, she falls through the ropes, then Serena's got to pick up a dead body to bring it back in the ring. Nope. Nope. She'll kick out at one, and everybody will be amazed.
And did I miss something along the lines there? Does she now have, like, fucking Big Show's power of the, like...
She's
got the punch? Does she got William Regal's power of the punch? What happened? What am I missing? Where she punches her one time, and Toni Storm's fucking dead.
One time.
One time, one time!
Yeah, it's also like the fans didn't do it. Like, look, the promo wasn't great. She's trying to tell a serious story. We understand, like, her health issues are serious. Bro, they're chanting fucking Let's Go Oilers at the end of this segment. Yep. Like, bro, they don't care. This was, I felt bad. This was a rough watch. This whole segment was not great.
Wouldn't it have worked better if they would have done a pre-tape promo with her talking about it and then maybe come out and, you know, say whatever she's going to say about the upcoming match. And then like keep Deeb short, protect her on the mic, do a pre-tape, have her come out, then have Storm come out. Don't have her one punch killer. Don't do that. That's bad.
You shouldn't do that.
That was just it. That annoyed the hell out of me, that entire segment. And I feel bad because, like, obviously Deeb's went through some shit. Like some serious shit. And I do think she's a hell of a hand. But you do have to protect her on the mic as well.
Yeah, this is not like, I don't know. This isn't scratching me where I itch. You know?
It's women's wrestling.
Look, Mariah May and Harley Cameron, I thought was fine. I thought that was a fun match. I thought it was good. I still don't understand the Mina Shirakawa chick. They're kissing. They're drinking champagne. Like,
AEW needs to just bring it back HLA, and that's all they need. Just have these women go out there and kiss each other and wrestle in mud and strip each other's clothes off. That's what AEW needs. You want to get them fucking demographics up? You know what depressed the shit out of me? I'm not even in the fucking key demo anymore. Fuck do I know? I'm really not. I'm out. I aged out.
And,
I'm in the AARP demographic now.
And apparently this chick flies over from fucking Japan once a week to be on TV for like 60 seconds.
Does she come out to the stereotypical Japanese music?
Wait. They fly her over once a week for this, for her to walk down and have a glass of champagne
and kiss another girl
and kiss another broad. That's what they do.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere this week. Someone was like, they fly her over once a week just for that.
Keep being smart with your money, TK. Keep being smart with that money.
Hot Lesbian Airlines.
Fucking jackass. Like that. That ain't bad. That ain't bad at all.
That's a good one.
I think I've seen that video.
Can we write that down?
Hot Lesbian Airlines. Dude, she's working fucking Stardom shows. She worked a Stardom show Saturday and Sunday. And though she worked Stardom shows the week before. So they're flying her over to make an appearance.
Horrible.
And horrible. All they do is they put it on the announcers to try to get it over. Oh, they were partners in Stardom. Like, I don't know what Stardom is. Like, what is that?
Yep.
Is that the discount pharmacy? Like what?
And nobody gives a fuck. Nope. Nobody cares. They're grooming Orange Cassidy to be world champion, by the way. It's still going to happen.
You know what? It's
I love it.
Like, it's gone. You look at WWE, right? And I hate to do this every single time, but like, with all due respect to Swerve Strickland, former guest of the show alongside Austin Theory, great guy. You look at Swerve Strickland, and you can't even tell me he would be anywhere near Cody Rhodes or Drew McIntyre or Bobby Lashley or CM Punk's level on that show. Swerve Strickland, the AEW World Championship right now might as well be like the Intercontinental or freaking television championship at WCW.
Well, it doesn't matter, Kev, because the plumber is the fucking IWGP World Champion, and they put more stock in that. And they give him Willie fucking Hobbs, of all people, to fucking wrestle. Willie Hobbs, top of the fucking list, number one ranked wrestler with his fucking undefeated record in 2024.
Oh, he's undefeated?
I don't fucking know. Does it matter?
Nope. Get out of here. No plumber. What?
Moxley. Talking about Moxley.
Oh, John Moxley. Okay.
I love it.
Hey, dishonorable IWGP.
God. So a lot of good drops next week's KJG.
I just had to chime in. I felt like I was slacking a little bit on the AEW talk.
No, man, you were perfect. That was beautiful.
Could be wrong. Could be wrong.
Yeah, they pulled the trigger.
I don't have some of these lame old questions.
They pulled the trigger a little too late on Swerve Strickland.
The trigger didn't even be pulled at all. Swerve Strickland's not a world champion. I'm sorry, he's not.
No, I agree with you there, but there was a point in time where he was pretty damn popular, and now they just pulled him off.
I'll tell you what, you might as well put the belt on Nana. That would have been more over.
Yeah. Put it on Orange Cassidy and get it over with. And him and Tony Khan can blow each other. Bring him back cocksucking.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, there was a Christian Cage Swerve angle where the Mogul Embassy turned on Swerve.
So Swerve is now by himself.
He's got Nana. And he's taking out all of Mogul Embassy.
You watch Nana manage Mogul Embassy still. You watch.
Oh, yeah. Tweeners.
Maybe he changes to like the Swerve Embassy instead, so he just aligns with Swerve.
Yeah, fucking
AEW. Dude, if you take Nana away from Swerve, Swerve's an immediate heel automatically.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, there it is. Old hand job, Kyle. He knows he's Nana was over, not Swerve.
100%. Nailed it. And it sucks because Swerve is great.
Yep.
Suck my balls, Kyle.
So, Matt.
Yeah.
You watched Dynamite, correct?
I watched Dynamite. I watched Collision. I can't get through Rampage.
All right. So, Matt, let me ask you this, though, because I found myself livid basically on something, a common thread that we've had throughout the weeks here, is where Tony Schiavone, I think it was this week, it could have been last week, you know, my memory. He was like, I'm on a group chat with Tony Khan, and he said that, was that the Mogul Embassy turn, or was that
no,
else?
That was Jericho. Jericho gets Big in, the, him and Big Bill squash those guys. Jericho's in the ring, the Vortex, the Learning Tree, what happened with Hook, and then Tony Schiavone gets in the ring. He's like, I'm on a text chain with Tony Khan, and I just found out that Hook will be back next week.
Like, while, like, to Tony's point, week after week, nothing had a chance to breathe before Schiavone was like, oh, not only am I talking to him, I'm on a freaking text chain. like, come on, man. Like, it's just... I know it's like nitpicking, but when it's every week, it's not nitpicking. It becomes a freaking problem.
Yeah, there's, man, and it's, I can't speak for Tony or Handsome Kevin or KJG, but like these things bother me because I want AEW to be good.
Of course.
Right. And I know Tony hates all wrestling, so he probably just is loving this, but the other two Kevins, they're probably in the same boat as me, right? We just want a good fucking product. We want wrestling to thrive so everybody can have a job and it's great and we love what we love what we watch and it's super duper enjoyable.
And I'm not even super nitpicky where as HK's take on AEW is super traditional. It's the whole, which is respectable and understandable about how, why am I going to believe this when Orange Cassidy just went through that? I can like separate myself from match to match and story to story in terms of what they're doing. And while in the grand scheme of things, it makes no logical sense in the professional wrestling standard, I'm not going to get at AEW for doing that, because we've seen a million times over where someone's caught on fire and then shows up the next night, or someone shows like someone gets buried alive and then like, they're there tomorrow, like the next week. So I'm not that cynical of it yet. And I'm not saying HK is wrong at all, but it's certain things that just bother me. Like the Tony Schiavone, before the match even has a chance to be over, before the segment has a chance to be over, where they just like, I'm on a text chain with Tony Khan. Are you kidding me? Like, come on, man. Not only is that like super rushed, it's super freaking lame. Like, it's just, it's different strokes for different folks. I get it. And I love AEW. I went out of my way to try to find this New Japan segment where the Elite went after Eddie Kingston. Like, I'm invested in the Elite versus Team AEW story. I'm in.
Oh, well, we'll see how that goes.
Oh, no.
Eddie Kingston got legit hurt at the end of that match against Gabe Kidd.
Good Lord.
So,
did he slip on a cheeseburger wrapper?
Yep. No, he did not.
Did he lose his New Japan Strong title?
He did.
He did.
Did he really?
He lost it to Gabe Kidd. When he the last move of the match where he got suplexed, he hit his leg on the railing. Bench. Yeah, leg on bench. And so he couldn't get up. Like when the Bucks attacked him, he was like legit hurt. So now we don't know. If AEW didn't have bad luck, they'd have no luck at all, right? They had to do this big fucking thing at the end of Dynamite. They're gonna bring Kenny goes from his bed. You guys want to run roughshod over AEW? Well, we're gonna do Anarchy Rules or whatever the fuck it's called.
Football field fuckery.
And the first we got FTR and I got two more guys and it's this big build up to the end of the show and here comes Eddie Kingston and Bryan Danielson. And then on Collision.
Wait, Bryan Danielson, the guy with Moxley and everybody.
Yes.
Whatever, well, keep going.
But listen, Tokus, because then on Collision, Danielson and Claudio have a tag match where they beat Top Flight. Danielson gets on the mic. I want to fight for AEW. Claudio leaves during the promo, you know, so there's dissension in BCC. He doesn't like the fact that Danielson's going to team with Kingston because he doesn't trust him. So we're weaving some stories in here, and then Kingston gets hurt, and now we don't know his status. You know, 2 weeks away from Double or Nothing.
Is this all a big setup for MJF coming back to Team AEW?
Oh God, I hope not.
But what? Yeah, no, I don't think so because he doesn't really have any crosses to bear with the Bucks.
If
he has crosses to bear with Adam Cole, which is.
Right,
apparently the United Kingdom is like the third most important stable on the fucking show now.
Right, but if he comes back, you know, after all the bidding war of 2024, he takes his time away and comes back for Team AEW to secure the Team AEW victory.
No. I don't, dude. It's so weird. Like you could only like armchair book based on what you've seen. And what I've seen, I have no idea how you put MJF back on TV and where you put him. Like, against you, to me, he's got to be back in the title picture right away.
You would think.
I feel like I feel like the only logical thing is him and Adam Cole.
Where's Adam Cole at?
He's still fucking hurt.
He dead.
He's still fucking hurt. So yeah, there's that.
Matt, let me ask you this real quick. Do you think Roderick Strong, if Adam Cole does come back? Oh, first of all right, I want to put a pin in this question with you, Matt. Has Roderick Strong kind of like overtaken Adam Cole as a personality?
I guess.
And do you think if Adam Cole does come back, do you think he has enough juice to take the star power away from Roderick Strong?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
And unrelated question, because on Collision, we had Kyle O'Reilly versus Edge.
Right. I thought Edge had two great matches this week, too.
Agreed. And I don't know if you listened to his podcast with Chris Van... Tony, how'd you pronounce his last name?
Valiant.
Valiant. He mentioned that he wants to get as many matches in with as many people as he can before he retires. In the year.
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever blow off the
Oh, yeah.
There you go. The Kyle O'Reilly Undisputed Kingdom thing. Did they ever like give that a finish, or did they just beat him up and he was gone? Like, and now he's
I mean, Roddy beat Kyle at Dynasty. And that was really it.
That was it, right? It got no more personal or heated than that. It was just a match, and that was it.
That was it. That was it. Onward. One more thing about AEW.
Oh, joy.
Bro, I know that Mercedes Moné can wrestle.
Worth every penny.
Her fucking promos. Dude, I can't.
Who's like, worse? Her? Is she? Was she Deben?
She's awful. Dude, her... The way she talks during her promos, it's so fucking phony.
Money.
It's awful. And I hate that Willow now, because now everyone's Willow. Calling her Money. Mercedes Marissa Moné. Money. I thought her name was Moné. Now everyone's Money. 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 She's not Money. She's dog shit. Until she gets in the fucking ring. Like, this has been... This is... Right now, when you look at the list of signings in AEW, this is top one, the worst right now. We bring her out in February, but she's not cleared, or March, or whenever the fuck she debuted. And every single week she's on TV, it sucks. She sucks. Her promos suck. Everything she does sucks.
Oh, yeah?
She sucks. And, and again, fucking get rid of the fucking... Stop with the rankings. Stop it, Tony Khan. Bad dog. Bad dog. Just take the fucking... Don't even put up the records. Get rid of them. Throw them in the fucking garbage. They mean nothing. You make a big deal. Just get rid of them. Stop it. Stop it.
We gotta make a
I can't. Teaser. They're like, this is the main event tonight. And then halfway through the main event, we're like, we're still going to hear from Mercedes Moné and the Elite. And I'm like, well, I thought the main event was the end of the show. I don't give a shit what Mercedes Moné has to say.
Nope.
Oh, wait.
She threw out the first pitch at the Red Sox game. They introduced her as fucking Sasha Banks. Then they had to... Then the next time they mentioned her, it was Mercedes Moné. She actually threw a decent pitch, but, like... Just, like, I don't know, man. You debuted her for what? Like, to give her that moment in Boston? Like... It's one of those things, like, you listen to, like, all these old wrestlers that do podcasts. Like, Vince McMahon's a creep, right? But, like, he wouldn't let the Hardy Boys win in North Carolina, right? Like, win the tag titles there, like, because he just didn't want to give them that moment. And, like, it worked out because the Hardy Boys have had this illustrious career and they've won multiple titles and all. Like, she didn't need to debut in Boston. For what? So she could have her fucking homecoming? Who gives a shit?
I've been saying that for so long. This whole idea that you got to put fucking titles on somebody when they got to win in their hometown. Fucking why? If it doesn't make sense, don't do it just because they were born there. We got to do something. No, you don't. If it doesn't make sense, you don't fucking do it.
And guess what? All those fucking people in Boston hate fucking black people anyway. So who gives a shit?
Oh, back here.
They do. No, don't act like Boston. Don't act like Boston's not some fucking racist fucking city, people.
Yeah, I'm like mad on this. They're notoriously racist.
Like, don't. Like, they could have fucking debuted her last week and she still could have the title shot. Like, 2 months of her shitty promos and her, like, awkwardly coming down to the ring and...
Oh, yeah.
Now, is she getting a title shot because she hasn't lost a match yet? Is that the
I don't
thing?
Know. She just came in and she wants a title shot, and they're giving her fucking $3 million a year or whatever fucking absurd number they're giving her. So she gets a title shot. This poor fucking Willow's been busting her ass for a fucking year, having fucking great matches, and now she's going to fucking job to this fucking jerk off at fucking really, Double or Nothing.
Not really too worried about Willow. Never been a huge fan.
It's fucking Mercedes.
She was busting somebody else's ass in that with the powerbomb off the stage there.
The Manitoba fucking massacre. Right. And like, look, man, fucking space it out. We had a fucking no DQ match on Dynamite. We had the Manitoba massacre a week before. Another no DQ. Like, fucking figure it out, AEW. I'm going to sound like Handsome Kevin. Rules need to matter. It doesn't have to be every fucking week.
My man.
Seriously, we don't have to have a no DQ match every week.
No, we need four of them.
And fucking what? Collision's 3 hours again this week?
Sounds like a fucking Shining Wizards episode.
TBS, Turner doesn't want Ring of Honor, but there's fucking Ring of Honor matches all over Rampage. No offense to fucking Brian Keith and JD Drake. Nobody's, you did not sit through 2 hours of Collision to watch Rampage for that. I'm sorry. A match that means fucking nothing.
Fucking Tropical. As if we heard Nash's take on Monet's gear, said he looks like he made it.
Fucking aggravates the fuck out of me.
I want to go back to a point that you made 20 minutes ago, where we all want wrestling to be great and we want everybody to have opportunities to work wherever and whatever and make their money. Not everybody that is in the wrestling business, not everybody coming into the wrestling business deserves to be in the wrestling business. I don't care how good your show is, how great your stories are. There's an awful lot of people in wrestling right now that should not be in wrestling. Let them stay on the indies. Let them ply their trade. Let them have a great time. Don't put that shit on my television. Just don't. I don't care. Like watching Trent and fucking and Pockets, those motherfuckers should have never breathed on national television on a weekly basis.
You're wrong there.
Sorry.
What is it that, what makes you feel that, like, what is it, is it the modern era of wrestling?
No, I think what happened with AEW was they needed bodies. They just grabbed anybody that got any kind of cheer on the independents, and a lot of them wound up getting contracts for 4, 5, 6 years. And quite frankly, they were not ready to be on national television. And if you train them properly, maybe some of them should have been. Maybe some of them could have been. But by and large, there's an awful lot of people that don't deserve to be on a television program on a weekly basis. There's just not.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with your philosophy, but I think the names that you just threw out were wrong.
No. Like, Orange Cassidy really deserves a fucking national TV spot every week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe not in the position that it's in. But I could see Orange Cassidy finding a role. If he wasn't in AEW, he'd be locked up by WWE in a heartbeat.
I don't know about that.
Now, if you want to throw a name out, a guy who I don't hate, but can understand your position, if you want to say, like a Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
If you want to say, maybe even to a lesser extent, I will disagree with this name, but for the argument's sake, if you want to say a Darby Allin.
Because Darby's come above. Darby, he's an anomaly as a talent because he throws caution to the wind and his gimmick, it makes sense.
Right.
Now,
so how about this? How about a guy like, imagine a guy like Will Hobbs in WWE.
With training for sure. But Brian Cage could hit the fucking bricks. Guys like that. Yeah.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to this heel turn. He's already been a heel, but they're like, that's so weird too. Like, they're already bad guys and they're returning heel when they weren't even like good guys.
Yeah.
Like, Swerve went to his backup, who are notably bad guys. He's a babyface. And then they turn on him and now they're just heels again. It's like, that's so weird. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's, there's a. It seems like they do a lot of...
I'm looking at the roster, dude. Yeah.
Seems like they do a lot of the same booking, right? Like, there's a booking cycle for, like, the world champion. Like, dude wins the world champion, and then there's, like, three different avenues they can go, and it's like, okay, this one, Christian's at the end, but Christian's gonna enlist the stable, and now he has to beat everyone in this stable before he gets to Christian, so that's how we're gonna do TV. And then there's this... Like, it does seem like they do that a lot, right? They did that with... Yeah.
I'm looking at the roster.
Big Boss Man and the Heenan family.
Yeah. Dude, there's at least one person in each fucking row that I can tell to fucking hit the bricks more than one.
It's a big roster. It's a giant. It's giant. Maybe.
Oh my God.
It's too big. AEW roster is too big.
The broadcast team has 15 fucking people on it. 15. The fuck are we doing? Oh, there she is, Aubrey Edwards.
I agree with Matthew Birch. Orange Cassidy has consistently been one of the best wrestlers at AEW over the past 2 years. I get that you don't fully like his style of wrestling, but you can't say he doesn't deserve a spot on AEW TV.
Oh, I can, and I have, and I will continue to say so. Kick him back to PWG.
Matt, is there a world?
In a world.
Is there a world where, because how like we're lambasting Swerve, not based on himself, but the way that he's been booked, is there a world where Christian wins the belt?
No.
Oh, God, I hope so.
No.
I mean, would anyone hate if Christian beat Swerve?
Yeah, kind of. No.
Wait, you just said, wait, what, Tony? You literally just contradicted yourself in two.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Oh, my God, there's so many people here I want to fucking kick to the curb.
Yeah, I brought it up right now. I brought it up, too. It's pretty rough.
When's Jimmy Hayter coming back? For God's sakes.
Dude, the injury list might be as big as the roster list.
And I will say this, WWE isn't, everyone says like, well, AEW's unsafe. Look how many people are hurt. WWE's got a lot of, what, WWE.
Oh my God, I want to throw so many of these fucking people out of this fucking company.
WWE's not scot-free on the injury bug. They're
No, not at all, but it's.
Look, if I looked at their roster too, I'm sure I could shit can a bunch of those people too, but we're talking AEW right now. Holy fuck.
Going on like 40 minutes.
Fuck.
It's fucking bad.
Holy fuck. Dude, before, I want to throw out half of these fucking people.
Before we wrap on AEW, because I know we don't want to do a 3-hour show, how about fucking Dynamite Kid's nephew?
Did he get hurt?
No.
That pissed me off.
What happened?
Matt, write that name in the back of your book, because I'm sure we'll be sending him some Cheez-Its.
Oh, wait. Tom Billington's going to jail?
No. Tom Billington's dead, stupid.
No, but I thought this kid was Tom Billington Jr.
So yeah, funny, it was his nephew.
Based on his lineage of Tom, of the actual Tom Billington. And it was a joke that didn't go over well with Tony. All right.
Sorry.
Tom Billington's nephew.
His name Tom Billington.
Yes, and he wrestled on Dynamite. Collision. He wrestled Dax.
Why didn't he wrestle on Dynamite? He's the Dynamite Kid.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, that's genius.
I thought it was. I thought. Now look, I liked the match, and I thought the kid did good. I don't
the kid.
I don't think he should be called the Dynamite Kid.
Why? Why?
Because it's
gives a fuck.
Matt, they're gonna put the belt on him next Wednesday at Dynamite.
Of course they are.
It's, I understand it's in his family's lineage, but man, the Dynamite Kid was not a great dude. And like,
do you think of that though when you saw the name Dynamite Kid? Is that like where your mind went? Because it didn't for me. And that's,
it always goes there. It always goes to a shotgun in his wife's mouth.
Yeah. No, it does.
It does, no, seriously, for me it does. That's only like, it's the only thing I think of. It's the first thing that comes to my mind when I see Dynamite Kid's name. Like, this dude is a piece of shit.
Because David Benoit was backstage at the show. When you think of David Benoit, you immediately think of Chris?
No.
No.
I think it's the name.
It's the name. They're calling throughout the whole match, they're referring to him as the Dynamite Kid.
So weird.
There's no like Tom Billington Jr., the nephew of Tom Billington. It's Dynamite Kid with a drop kick, Dynamite Kid off the top rope, Dynamite Kid, Dynamite Kid, Dynamite Kid.
Was he in MLW? Did he ever wrestle in MLW?
Yes, I think he did.
Well, no, he's not the real skinny, like gawky looking one, right?
Because it looks just like the Dynamite Kid.
Yeah. No,
the Bullington Bulldogs.
Billington.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, but the other one was, my God, he needed to put on some size.
No, I think it's this guy.
Now, one of them was like 110 pounds legit.
Oh, dude, he looked like, it was Thomas. I don't have a picture of Thomas.
Thomas. The Billington boys, what were they called?
Bulldogs. Billington Bulldogs.
The Billington Bulldogs.
I think like David Hart Smith like managed him or was in a six-man with them or something.
In MLW?
Somewhere.
Yes, I believe you're right.
Yeah, dude, the other Bulldog is looks more like a fucking puppy. Jesus Christ.
I just saw it. MLW. Yeah, Davey Boy Smith Jr. and the Billington Bulldogs beat the Boombaye Fight Club.
Boombaye.
I think I watched that match, actually.
Oh, it was a while ago.
It sucked.
Whole thing sucked?
Everything sucks. Wrestling sucks. How do you like them apples?
I think we should take a break.
Why?
The clock, man.
All right, I gotta
not that clock, bro. My clock. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to piss? All right, hold on. I got to fucking... Wait, everybody just fucking left?
I'm still here, babe.
All right, here, let me fucking pull up a commercial.
Is he fucking taking an open door shit?
I hope so. Let me see. Yeah, here we go.
They got an open door dumping policy in that house?
Of course they do.
You're down with ODP?
No.
KJG, I'm down with 1, 2, 3. Whenever you're ready, let him rip for me.
Back? Oh, see, back after this doesn't rhyme. Back after this.
We'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in every Monday night to listen to The Shining Wizards. If you'd like to continue to support us outside of listening, we've got a few ways for you to do that. If you shop at Amazon, go over to amazon.shiningwizards.com, do your shopping as usual, and when you make your purchase, a little bit of that purchase price will go back to support the show. If you like to wear t-shirts, merch.shiningwizards.com will take you to our Pro Wrestling Tees store, where we've got over a dozen great designs from over 11 years of professional wrestling podcasting. You can become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast, and the more you support us, the more things that you're entitled to receive, and believe me, they are fantastic. Continue to listen to us wherever you listen to us on the World Wide Web, and make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Helps us out, and we can continue to bring you the love fest that is The Shining Wizards.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on The Shining Wizards Network. On Mondays, check out the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the Year of Duke and Rogue, covering the history of wrestling year by year. Also from Gorilla Brain is the Tots Pod with Handsome Kevin and Loverboy Al, telling people to get off the lawn and reviewing wrestling figures. Also on Mondays, get your horror fix with 30 Screams or Less featuring Steve and Corey, where they review a horror film in 30 minutes or less. Monday nights live, it's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Wednesday nights, it's the Mark Order Podcast, covering everything AEW with Ant Money, Kate the Great, Ryan Schlong, and Asian Joe. Get your metal fix on Fridays with Snowy and Aaron on Radioactive Metal, the longest-running metal podcast on the planet. Saturdays, it's High Five Tom and Will Mercier on ROH Revelry, covering the history of Ring of Honor. On Sundays, it's Inconclusive Breakdown with Justin and Vince, covering the week in pop culture, politics, and more. The Shining Wizards Network also features other great shows, including Bread Club, where Kieran and Matt cover everything New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Brocast, where brothers Alan and Tom watch some of the greatest and not-so-great matches in wrestling. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, where the Impact Playa Phil Rea discusses current wrestling while paying homage to the past. And Wrestling Night in Canada, where Snowy, Matt, and Dustin put a north of the border perspective on the world of wrestling. Enjoy all the great shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Is Matt taking a grumper on camera? Is this what he's doing?
Oh, he's gonna love this. There's no way he's ODPing, right?
I don't know. Maybe the missus came home and he's going to say hi to her.
No. You can't. We have to discuss this with him.
No, well, we can't. Like, listen, his door is open, so we can't. Like,
right.
There's a possibility that we could see something that we don't want to see. So you might have to be careful with this one shot.
Nah, it's fine.
Wait, if he doesn't know that,
if he doesn't want to, there he is. This fucking lumbering oaf. He waddles, bro. Do you see this?
Yeah. Oh boy. You can read his entire shirt.
What's up, dude?
No, what's up?
No, I got a very important question.
Oh yeah,
you just take an open door dump.
Yeah, why?
What no, the fuck, man?
No, he didn't. Is nobody home.
You're taking an open door
dump. 142 people home.
I didn't. I fucking left the fucking chat.
An open door dump.
Yeah, all the time.
What do you all the time?
Yeah, why?
Ew.
What the fuck?
What do you mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
No,
the king of
nobody home. I'm with him, but he's in the middle of a podcast. That's the only thing I could.
The king of pits and shit over here.
I removed my. I didn't fucking open the screen, jerk offs. You did that.
Yeah, but you should know better that that was going to happen.
You should yeah. always close the door when you're taking a shit.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Do you think mommy wants us to hear that or smell
mommy that? Mommy is down. I'm upstairs. She doesn't use the bathroom upstairs.
She got to think there's another fucking earthquake in fucking Morristown.
No, the only people that use the bathroom upstairs are me and my wife, and my wife's not home.
I'm with Matt. Other than the
so why am I closing the door?
No, you always close the door.
All right, let me ask you this. Is the wife walking in on you while you're grumping?
She's not home.
Okay, so do you leave the door open when she's home?
No. Why would I do that? She doesn't need to see me
like,
shit.
So no respect for us. Like, visitors in your home on a Monday night, 142.
No. Tony, I'm going to cut you off. We are visitors. You're an intruder in his home. Because he did remove himself.
I left. I had to go. Did you run a commercial break?
Maybe.
Oh, here we go. See?
It was a possibility space.
See, Matthew Burge knows.
Here we go.
Even with nobody home, he's closing the door because he's not a fucking animal. Matthew Burge, my man.
I'm an animal. I don't know what you want me to fucking tell you.
Well, there you go.
Paper bump. Open door dump is crazy under any circumstance.
HK, I think you got another question to start asking
people.
Yeah, I was
just going to say, add it to the fucking question. Yeah.
Because the son of a bitch below me never closes the door when he takes a shit.
No, I never. No. See, here we go. This is where the problem is.
I've witnessed it.
I got news for you. That door never gets closed.
Okay.
Like, even when my wife's home, like, this door is just to the office.
I know.
So when I take a shit, I only close the bedroom door if my wife's home. Why do I need to close this door?
It's like a hotel door. It's like a hotel bathroom door. The door to the hotel room is shut. The bathroom door stays open.
Yeah. Why do I need to close this door?
No, you always close the door.
Yeah, you keep saying that. That's like, why don't you like Roman Reigns? Because I don't. Give me a fucking reason why I need to close the fucking door when nobody's home.
Hey, at any moment, anybody could be in your house. And where are you going to be?
Yeah.
There, drawers on the floor, take the shit.
Drawers on the floor. I got the cameras. I get the notifications on my phone. I know who's coming and going.
I got a camera at the top
of the stairs, buddy. I get a notification as soon as someone's at the top of the stairs.
You're taking a rough grumper. You're going to see your wife coming up the stairs. And what are you going to do?
Mommy's
going to
text her. You're going to text her? Don't come up here. Watch me take a shit.
Matt, are you okay up there?
You do know there's a separate door to the bedroom.
I'm well aware of that.
So she doesn't have to come in here?
What if she doesn't know? Her clock is ticking. She's running up there, and all of a sudden, boom, you got a double grump situation.
She's got to go downstairs.
So what difference does it make if the door's open? She has to get in there. He's still in there.
He's already in there trying
but
to make
right. it. So what is... But if the door's open, she may not be... What if she's about to fucking blow?
But this door... But he's still in there, regardless.
She's got Mount St. Creed happening, and he's trying to get in there, and it's fucked.
This door is always open regardless. So she comes into the bedroom, and the door is closed. She still has to go downstairs and take a shit.
Yeah.
I hope she runs in on you one day, forgets that you're there, and just shits in your lap.
That's porcelain.
All right, easy with your fucking weird fever dreams, Tony, you fucking ghoul.
Hey, don't fucking call me Superstar Billy Graham over here, dude. Come on now.
Hey, Margie, I had another dream where Rhiannon shit in Matt's lap while he was shitting.
It wasn't a dream. It's a fucking nightmare.
It's never happened. Oh, here, the amount of shit particles that are floating around in your room right now is insane.
All right, that's not a bad point.
Think about the figs, man.
Yeah, think of the children.
The fucking litter box is right next to me.
That's another problem.
It's in the closet next to me.
Wait. So the cats can't even shit? They have to open the closet to take a shit?
No, asshole.
The door's always open. Tony.
They probably have the decency to close the door behind them.
No, they don't close the fucking door behind them.
They probably do. They're like this fucking ghoul watching us again.
Yeah, he pops you know it what? Back open. Oh, no, it's an open door dumping policy house. We have an open door dumping policy.
I don't give a shit.
The door's open. Just shit when the door's open, everybody. You're probably one of those weird fuckers that goes to the bathroom in the public restrooms and leaves the fucking stall door open.
No,
oh my God,
you
must love the shitters at the strip clubs with no doors on the fucking stalls.
No, I don't shit.
Hey, everybody!
I don't shit in public.
Just dropping a grumper.
Al Day. To quote the epic film Step Brothers, we're men. That means a few things. We like to shit with the door opens, and we like to talk about pussy. Matthew Birch.
Cats. He said cats, by the way.
If you just shut the door like a normal person, none of this will be happening right now.
Exactly. No, I'm with Matthew Birch. Fucking Tropicale's just quoting a movie. I know he's got decency. I know he closes the door.
Oh, now I don't have decency? Good. Stay at fucking Tony's house when you come for the barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Decency. I treated you like a fucking king, now you're going to... No. I left this chat. I didn't say, well, put me on the big screen so you can watch me shit.
I didn't say that either.
I didn't ask for this. This fucking shithead over here, I know he fucking opened it up.
Matt, you should make HK sleep in the bathroom when he comes there.
No.
Do no such thing.
Because you're a good man. These guys.
I'm a fucking like grown-ass man. I lived in a house with my parents and an apartment, and I had to close the door every time I took a shit. I now own a fucking house with my own fucking bathroom, and I'm going to shit with the fucking door open when nobody's home. So suck a dick. Eat a dick. Eat a shit-covered dick.
You eat a shit. I got three bathrooms in this motherfucking house, right? And every time I go into any of them, the goddamn door's getting fucking shut.
Sounds like a you problem.
That's your fucking prerogative. Don't tell me how to live my fucking life.
Oh, my God.
I didn't tell you to be a fucking independent wrestling manager and get beat by the fucking gym teacher the other day. You're killing the business. You're killing the business. Teacher.
And it wasn't even my fault. It was that no-good fucking Petey Brown. That fucking bitch.
Yeah. What is Tony Khan booking your shows?
Killing the business. But I don't tell you how to live your fucking life. You still got that fucking jerk-off Larry Zbysko shirt on your chair.
Don't you bring him into this.
Now, I got all these fucking assholes talking about fucking this, that, the other thing. I got fucking drops like this.
Hey, put deodorant on next time.
Yeah, fuck you, Dave Penzer, you stuttering, mumbling prick. You fucking assholes. You don't give any context. You just ask questions. Oh, do you wear deodorant? No, that's not the fucking... I wear deodorant all the time. But you like to fucking... Make up these imaginary scenarios. You and fucking Tony texting each other your fever dreams. I got my fucking Raccoon River hat on tonight. LOL. Ha ha. Oh, could you imagine if Rhiannon shit on Matt while he was taking a shit? LOL.
Yeah, all real
squad time. Goals.
Stop my research. Stop.
You can't do that.
Tell me when he's lying.
You can't do this to me, dude.
Oh my God.
Handsome Kevin. My handsome Kevin.
Hey, you already know KJG. Oh, good one.
My ribs hurt so much.
Good.
Oh my God.
Good.
What are we talking about? What are we doing?
I was trying not to shit my pants on the show. That's what we're talking about.
Now, somebody. If you would have said, I didn't have time to close the door, understood.
Well, then I would be a fucking liar. I would be a liar, and I don't fucking lie to you people.
And if this wouldn't be even a point of conversation if Donkmaster up here didn't feel the need every single time Matt steps away to put it up on the fucking main screen.
Now we're kind of obligated to.
No, you're not. I didn't ask for this. Next time, I'll just bring it in there with me.
Oh. Now you're making sense.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking a shit on the fucking camera. Yeah.
Well, bring them. You got
Cheez-Its to Matt Zumhoff in 20 years.
Can you get a wireless mic?
I'm sure.
Fucking. Oh my God. Could you imagine Matt grunting on the?
That wasn't a grunter, buddy. That was a fucking release the hounds. Sound like someone was dumping out a day old beer in the fucking toilet bowl. I don't know what I ate yesterday, but my stomach is not happy with me, buddy.
You had a fucking fire drill in your stomach. Everything out.
That's it. Get the fuck out.
Women and children first.
I'm like, what are we going to talk about next? I really want to talk about Mercedes Moné. Oh, no. No, we need to end this conversation now. Yes. 100%. Fucking assholes. I'm very transparent. I won't lie to you. I fucking will tell you I don't put deodorant on before the show. I shit with the door open. What else do you want to know?
No, kitty, open that closet door.
Guess what? I did wash my hands after I took a shit.
Well, I mean, Handjob Kyle says we'll boost our numbers in Germany with a little double T poo cam.
There we go. We're giving up on the U.S. We're taking over Spain and Germany.
Fuck yeah, dude. Well, we already got Austria in our pocket, so Germany's probably the next move.
That's right.
Briante.
Live show. Guten Tag.
Briante. Mopos Briante.
Oh, great. Well, we can get
Manhattan.
We can get Brundon back on with his hood. That'll really boost the numbers in Germany.
Back here if you need me. Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, we got about, like, I don't know, 15 minutes
no,
left.
Don't, No, you don't get to go, oh, we have 15 minutes. I didn't tell you to bring up the fucking the video of just an open bathroom door that led to a 10-minute argument. So you owe me 10 minutes, fucking low balls club, whatever your fucking stupid T-shirt says. Fucking 50 years old, you're fucking shopping at Spencer's, you jerk off.
It was a gift.
Yeah, well, you should fucking get a gift receipt. Fucking T-shirt for your birthday. What awful person did that for you?
Are we still talking about AEW?
No, I think we've moved on.
Thank you, God.
We've moved on. The King and the Queen of the Ring has taken place in WWE, and they had some qualifying matches at house shows.
I like great. That.
This past weekend.
I like that.
Well, because the fucking pay-per-view is this week, isn't it?
No, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, nothing says Memorial Day like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, have a hamburger, cheeseburger, and a head. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hamburger, cheeseburger, and head? Sounds like a party to me.
Not that kind of head. Bloody stump head.
Oh, yeah, well, braces.
Sometimes beggars can't be choosers.
Have a tongue with your free speech. It used to go in that other guy's mouth. So,
having fun with some tongue and a burger on a bun. It's the Flintstones, folks.
Do we want to talk Raw and
Smack Deezy?
Fucking Smack Deezy. What the fuck? Did you revert like 24-year-old KJG?
Evidently.
Let's watch a little Smack Deezy.
Do you want to talk? When do you want to talk about Lyra Valkyrie?
Me Wanda Punani.
Easy. Easy. Okay. What the fuck was that?
That was money.
HK.
I would call your doctor as soon as possible.
That cough sounds bad, bro.
Tell me what he says.
That cough does not sound good. That was a scary cough.
Oh man. I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, are the dogs back, Double T?
I'm coming.
Are the dogs back? No, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, though. I did go out this morning to feed the fish, and the fucking neighbor's dog was going nuts.
Is that what you call it? Just feeding the fish?
Yeah, feeding the fish.
Did you do that with the door open?
Me and Matt. So. We had the King and the Queen of the Ring are taking place. Lyra Valkyrie beat Dakota Kai. Zoe Stark beat Ivy Nile. Io Sky beat Natty. Shayna Baszler beat Maxine Dupree. So your second round matchups are Lyra Valkyrie against Zoe Stark. And Shayna Baszler did beat Maxine Dupree. So your second round matchups, Io Sky, Shayna. That's in the Queen of the Ring.
That's right.
And the King of the Ring, I think Kofi beat Rey at a house show.
Yeah?
Get out of here.
LA Knight beat Santos Escobar at a house show Saturday. LA Knight will now face Tama Tonga.
Why are they putting the bloodline in the fucking King of the Ring tournament?
There are two brackets, right?
Raw and SmackDown.
But why would you put the bloodline in the fucking tournament?
Why not?
Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, these guys should be monsters. They shouldn't be losing matches like this.
Tama Tonga didn't lose.
Yeah, but is Tama Tonga going to be the King of the Ring?
Should be.
Maybe.
Nah.
But it, all right, loses, here we go. It's done right.
I found the full brackets, thankfully. So your first round matches took place last week and over the weekend. Gunther beat Sheamus on Raw in a 21-minute match, which was fucking awesome.
Amazing.
And I love that he won with the sharpshooter and the story they told with Ludwig Kaiser being a little shit outside the ring. Kofi did beat Mysterio. Dragunov beat Ricochet on Raw. Uso, Jay of the Uso, beat Finn Balor. Over on
SmackDeezy.
There you go. AJ Styles, Randy Orton beat AJ Styles. Carmelo Hayes beat Baron Corbin. LA Knight beat Santos Escobar, and Tama Tonga beat Angelo Dawkins. So your second round matchups, the qualifying matchups for Raw tonight and SmackDown Friday, are Gunther, Kofi Kingston, Dragunov, Jey Uso, Orton, Carmelo Hayes, and LA Knight, Tama Tonga.
Now, are the final four people going to be in Saudi Arabia, like they're doing the two semis and then the final?
No. The semifinals will be next week on Raw and SmackDown. Then the final matches will be at the pay-per-view.
So yeah. they're gonna wind up
tournaments, Tony. So you gotta keep that in mind.
Yeah, but they're gonna wind up giving away Dragunov and Gunther on Raw. Then, like, is that next, what they're aiming to?
Next Monday, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a shitty move. No.
You can't avoid it because they're in the same bracket. They're on the same side. Last week, when I said could we have a Gunther Dragunov final, obviously the answer to that is no. So. Give that to them in the semifinal and then maybe run it back at some point. Cause if WWE is good at anything, it's making people care about stuff again after the first match is over. So if they do end up running back Dragunov and Gunther, they'll make it way more valuable than this is, even though this has value. If Dragunov wins.
Yeah. And look, man, like I feel like we're in a different era of Monday Night Raw where it's less campy and more wrestling based. Right. So like Sheamus Gunther last week was awesome. Now you're going to give us probably, what do you think? Dragunov Jey Uso is towards the end, top of the card tonight.
What's the other matches you said?
Someone just said Kofi and Gunther is happening right now.
It's got, okay, so then, yeah, that. If it's not a promo based ending, that's definitely going to be the last match.
They put Kofi Gunther to swim over to 9 o'clock, I guess. That makes sense.
Yeah. Unless there's a queen of the rematch that could outdraw that as the main.
Your queen.
And then on SmackDown,
free from infection to use at your discretion.
And then over on SmackDown.
Should take your hot beef injection. I may have ad-libbed a little bit there.
Fuck are you too.
What does stupid fuck mean?
Scott George said it's the main event tonight. Jay versus Dragunov. And then over on SmackDown, you're gonna get Randy Orton, Carmelo Hayes, and LA Knight Tama Tonga.
So they're going Randy and LA Knight.
What if you schmaz LA Knight Tama Tonga?
LA Knight's in this kind of thing with Santos Escobar now. So if they get involved, get in the bed with the old bloodline, then you have Tama Tonga beat LA Knight, and you have Tama Randy one-on-one. And then obviously Randy probably wins and goes on to face Gunther, and then Gunther gets another big win over Randy under his belt.
Or to Tony's point, you don't want Tama Tonga to take a loss. You know, you go double smaz with LA Knight, and then Orton gets to buy all the way to the finals. Or Tama Tonga loses.
To do a lot of buys, and they didn't with injuries. They just had replacements.
Or Tama Tonga loses by DQ, so he doesn't take a pinfall loss. Then you get LA Knight, Randy Orton next week on SmackDown.
Well, if that's the case, I really think you put LA Knight. I think LA Knight beats Randy Orton because you don't. At this point, LA Knight's in a very weird spot because he is still as over as he's been, but he's going to cool off soon. You know what I mean? Like the steam is gonna come off pretty soon, and they tease it a little bit, and they tease a little bit more, and they tease a little bit more. You can only tease for so long before people will just give up on it. I think that if you do end up with Knight and Orton, I think you have to have Knight win.
I agree with you again. Like I said before with Tony, I agree with you in philosophy. I think LA Knight is one of those guys where the crowd will always be behind him, and I think they're being, and rightfully so, because they're so loaded, they're being extra patient with LA Knight. And I feel like putting him in the upper mid card for as long as they have, as much as I wanted them to strap the rocket to him and have him be in that top picture, I don't feel as adamant about that now. And I feel like having him in a feud with, you know, even if it's Santos Escobar for now, I don't hate that because it's so top loaded on this card. And I feel like now it'll do Tama Tonga more favor to have him advance to Randy Orton and have Randy Orton and Tama Tonga go all out in a one-on-one. But listen, I really don't see a downside to anything that they could do in this tournament right now. Like, other than like unforeseen circumstances, like Lashley getting taken out and having Tama Tonga destroy Angelo Dawkins. Like, if that match actually happened, Lashley Tonga, I don't even know what we're talking about in terms of who advances. So it's a good problem to have, basically.
And then on the women's side, Shayna Baszler beat Maxine Dupree. Io Sky beat Natty. Dakota Kai lost to Lyra Valkyrie. Zoe Stark beat Ivy Nile. Nia Jax pinned Naomi. Jade Cargill pinned Piper Niven. Tiffany Stratton beat Mitchin, and Bianca Belair beat Candice LeRae. So your Raw women's matchup happening tonight. Shayna Baszler, Io Sky, Lyra Valkyrie, Zoe Stark, SmackDown, Nia Jax, Jade Cargill, Tiffany Stratton, Bianca Belair.
Oof. They're both tough to call, man. I feel like Jade and Nia, I feel like Jade's got to go over her. Like, I feel like this is Jade's thing to lose. Now, do you have Jade? If Jade beats Nia, I think it would end up being Jade and Bianca if Bianca wins her match. It's a tough one, man. I again, another one you can't go wrong with. Do you want to strap the moon to Lyra? Maybe.
Yep. Well,
also, what does it mean to be the king or queen of the ring, right? Kofi won last year. Or Xavier Woods won last year.
Was that last year?
I think so, right?
I think it was two years ago. Yeah.
No, King Woods was. That's when we thought he was going to turn heel, and we thought that the New Day was.
Oh, wow. It's 2021.
Jeez. Yeah.
So it's been 3 years since they've done this. So, like, what is the. Like, when you are the king, like Zelina Vega, she was the queen, right? Like. Obviously, it was 3 years ago, but what does that mean something if you're now in 2024 the king and the queen like it did back in the 90s? Or is this something that's just gonna, you know?
I wonder if it's just, and Tony, like, I wonder if it's just like an understood statement that you're a top guy now, or if you weren't, like, you're like, because, like, go back to like the 80s and the early 90s with Matt said, with like Haku, Hacksaw, Harley, you know, even Hercules was in the mix. Macho Man was the only one that made it a true like main event gimmick. So like, is it, and then Booker eventually later on, and then even Owen Hart to a point where he elevated himself into that top tier, and Austin, holy crap, actually, now that I think about it, like just about everyone did other than like fucking Ken Shamrock and
Billy Gunn.
I was about to say Billy Gunn, but I thought that was the same year.
Mabel.
Billy Gunn beat X-Pac in the finals, right?
Yeah. That might be right.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm pretty sure Billy Gunn beat X-Pac in the finals of his tournament win in 99. Because 98 was Shamrock, right?
Yeah, sounds right.
And 97 was Hunter. 96 was Austin. 95 was Mabel. 94 was Owen.
Yes, 3 was 99. Brett. 99 was Billy Gunn over X-Pac.
That's when they tried to give him that singles push and fucking Rock destroyed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it just solidifies whoever it is. Like, Gunther's top guy. We all know that, right? He's going to be a world heavyweight champion at some point. Maybe this is the way to get him there after losing to Sammy.
Maybe. They've also announced for this show Cody Rhodes, Logan Paul, champ versus champ match.
Now, is it title for title?
Yes. Because Cody made a point on SmackDown saying that winning the U.S. title would make him a Grand Slam champion.
Ah, he did say that, yeah.
So, title for title, which, listen, when Nick Aldis came out and on SmackDown, he announced Logan Paul. I did not see that coming, but I'm here for it. Totally
on board. During that announcement, part of me thought he was going to announce himself.
That awesome. You know what? I saw that.
The setup, I was like, he's about to announce himself. That's going to be great. And then it was Logan Paul, and I was pretty let down.
Would you really rather a no-build GM, Nick Aldis, versus Cody, as opposed to a Logan Paul, who's a megastar?
Well, it's a no-build Logan Paul.
It's no-build Logan Paul, you're right.
Yeah.
But,
and if I got the pick between Aldis and Paul, I'm going Aldis every
fight. Yeah, but you're going Aldis for, like super fan, like, smart reasons, as opposed to, like... And I agree with you. I'm there, too, with you. I'd rather see that as well. Based on, because Matt, back at the first, what was it? The first... All Out, or what was it? Didn't Ring of Honor?
Yes.
It was Nick Aldis versus Cody.
All In?
Yeah. So, like, there's a whole lot of history there that they could eventually get to if they want to bring Aldis into a wrestling role. It was just, it would be too out of left field for right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't believe we all missed All In, All Out. Nobody said Aldis. I can't believe we missed it.
Great, we didn't miss it. Why don't you say it if you thought of it?
I thought of it 4 seconds later.
Maybe here's a theory, right? Cody wins. Cody wins the U.S. champion. You know what that means? Another tournament. Maybe Cody was the tournament guy at AEW, not Tony Khan.
If that was the case, there would have been less tournaments after he left, and I believe there's been more.
Oh, what if there were tournaments? He already had all the tournaments in place. Like, he books that far out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cody's a smart guy. Also announced for the King and the Queen of the Ring, Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Triple Threat for the IC title, and Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan for the Women's World Championship.
It's going to be a solid card.
This is stacking up to be a solid card. I know Tony is chomping at the bit to go to bed because it is 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk before we wrap this show up. Is there anything else from the WWE you guys want to talk about? I'm sorry.
No.
Is there anything? Well, I would just want to double check Brendan's notes to see if we missed anything. Brendan does a great job with the notes. We appreciate the job that he does.
Yeah, I appreciate him so much. We throw it in the fire.
I used to throw it in the fire. Now I have it right here. Look, it's open with Google Docs. I'm looking at it
Brendan,
now.
I still spread your notes.
Yeah, but you.
Not the only thing, it's not the only thing Matt's leaving open.
You print them up at work. I can't keep using the printer paper because when my wife needs to print something important and there's no printer paper or printer, there's no ink in the printer and there's a fucking pile this big downstairs by the fireplace of notes. What am I supposed to do with the notes after I print them up?
Listen, you're paying it forward. You're basically like,
are you printing them double-sided?
No, I'm not printing them anymore. I haven't been printing them for months now.
If you were printing them double sided, you just flip the side and then you go that way.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
But there should be a setting on your printer to enable printer double siding.
Yeah.
I'm not printing the notes anymore, guys.
Okay.
That's right. I stopped printing the notes and I started shitting with the door open.
We were trying to retroactively solve your problem.
That's right.
There's no problem anymore.
Right.
Retroactively.
Right. Yeah.
Well, when you guys build the fucking time machine, let me know.
1.21 gigawatts.
And I'll work on.
I thought that was a drop.
So did I.
My drop. The drop game is strong.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
I know. The door was open.
I was going to go there, but I was like, nope. That Tony will get that one for me.
Here we go. Scott George, so old. I went to the first King of the Ring of Foxborough when Hacksaw Jim Duggan won it, beating Don Morocco.
That's fucking awesome, Scott.
Wow, George. You should get a low-hanging balls shirt like Tony has. Matthew Birch says, could we see maybe get... Yeah, you shit with the door open, too, and your English sucks. Could we see maybe get... This doesn't make any sense, right?
He flipped the words is all he did.
Could bloodline? We see maybe get a bloodline run enduring Cody versus Logan that leads to a no contest, and we eventually get Cody and Logan Paul versus the bloodline tag team match at a future pay-per-view?
Nah, Logan's too good as a heel right now.
I like where his head's at, but no.
Scott George, in 1988, thanks, fucking...
Yeah, we didn't fucking...
Calendar Carl. Appreciate it.
Calendar Carl.
Did you guys catch the final installment of Dark Side of the Ring?
Yes.
Yep. Fuck you, Vince, and fuck you, Linda.
Dude, it was awesome.
Dude, listen, they all were trying to fuck each other. I mean, Ole Anderson fucked over Jim Barnett. Jim Barnett got the fucking the Briscoes to fuck him over. Vince fucked them all over in the end. It was just one big fuck over after another.
Yo, I didn't realize Ole Anderson was gangster, like taking out hits on the Briscoes.
Well, I mean, they couldn't confirm nor deny that. Although I'll tell you this much, Ole Anderson's kid, very knowledgeable about everything that happened.
No, he's knowledgeable about the bullshit his dad fed him, probably, but that's about it.
Yeah, but still, and like, I think he was actually training to be a wrestler. I don't know if anything ever came out of it, but I remember Cornette telling a story when Bischoff was involved that they were actually filming some vignettes with Ole Anderson's kid outside of one of the studios, and Bischoff fucking lost his shit, and I think he wound up firing Ole because of it. Some nonsense like that.
I'll tell you who came across as like a guy. Obviously, this is like a no-brainer kind of sentence here, but like, you know who I believe the most out of everyone? Jim Cornette.
Like, yeah.
I took his word in this whole situation as complete gospel, and anything everyone else said, whether it be Gerald Briscoe, whether it be Ole Anderson's kid, or whether it be Bob Roop, like it was Jim Cornette's word that I like listened to and actually believed.
Yeah, because Cornette has no skin in this game, you know, and he was there. He lived through all this shit.
See, I thought you were going to say Briscoe. I really thought you were going to say Briscoe, because I didn't think Briscoe came across as anybody that had any type of axe to grind or anything like that. Well, he came across very genuine.
I would agree with you on that, and except for the fact that he ended up working for Vince McMahon for 50 years. Yeah. So that's like the only like cause for concern I have with the legitimacy of his stories. I'm not saying he's lying. He probably is telling the truth, but that would be like Jim, like Tony said, Jim Cornette has absolutely no skin in the game, where Gerald Briscoe was a top guy backstage for WWE for a million years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but why? But that shouldn't have any effect on what happened.
No, I agree with that. But I'm just saying, like, if I had to take one person's word for it, I would take Jim Cornette's independent observations of what happened then, as opposed to Gerald Briscoe's, who lived it and may have had an axe to grind with the guy that may or may not have taken a hit out on his life.
Did you know around
Gerald Briscoe time, sold his shares, so he profited. He didn't care.
Yeah, but it's
always vindictiveness towards the Briscoes is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it goes back to like, did they really give Ole Anderson a chance to purchase the shares, or did they pull an end around the knot? They said that Ole breached when he didn't pay them. I mean, it's fucking wrestling. You know, sometimes you don't get paid and sometimes you get made up for. You know what I'm saying?
But I will say this though, Tony. Fast forward a million years later, when Ole Anderson passed away, they did have like a graphic for him. So like, I'm kind of thinking like, what was this like beef like all about? Like, would they have done that like knowing
Vince wasn't there when Ole died. Ole died right. A month ago.
Yeah.
That agreed. Oh, no, not agreed. That's what happened. But like, I'm just like, it was weird that they put that graphic up knowing like the history of what went down between WWE and them, like the Black Saturday and all that stuff.
Yeah. But I think Triple H is more of a wrestling historian guy, and he's going to give props. You know what I mean? Whenever you hear about people that came back for the Hall of Fame, it was always Triple H extending the olive branch. You know, he did it with Bruno. He did it with Warrior. You know, it was a lot of, I'm sure he was the one that was involved in getting the Macho Man in the Hall of Fame too, if I remember correctly.
Warrior, the bridge was gapped by
by WWE 2K Gaming. That's
That's right. Yeah, you're right on that one.
Yeah, but Vince was, I mean, even in Dark Side, Vince was like, it's just business. Yeah. Like, he offered Oli a job, and Oli was like, fuck you, I don't want your job.
Yeah, Vince was like, fuck your wife.
Right, but that's who, like, look, man, Vince is a piece of shit, right? And they kind of get into it at the end of this Dark Side of the Ring. But yeah, also, like, too. Warrior went away. Warrior came back, you know, like, during Vince's time, not, you know, after he held him up for money at SummerSlam. Like, he came back again. Like, Vince has a tendency to let bygones be bygones, or he did before all this shit.
Did you think it was a little too much at the end to go into the Vince McMahon stuff? Do you think it was necessary for this story?
I think it was just timing, right? Like this.
I think they just felt the need to puff this up somehow, and they really didn't. I don't think they needed to do that shit at all.
It didn't add anything to the episode.
It didn't. No. It just like, hey, Vince was a scumbag. You can't say Vince said it was all business, and then Vince is a dirtbag. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if it's timing on when the episode was filmed and when this stuff came out. They felt like might as well strike now if this is coming out and we can play off the whole karma situation. I don't know. Like,
I think they set it up for next year.
Yeah, it's right? Just weird though.
This was called Black Saturday, The Rise of Vince. So you end this episode with the fall and then you start season 6.
Was this the finale?
This was the finale. I thought this was, look, the talking heads that they had in this, and don't tell me Bob Roop doesn't look like fucking Ole Anderson.
I thought he looked like Magnum TA for a second. I thought it was Magnum, Magnum aged a little bit in the last season.
I mean, he's a fucking 80s Georgia wrestler. I mean, I guess that's what they look like now.
Dude, they got the talking heads for this one, the whole season. Outside the John Tenta episode, they fucking crushed it this year.
I love the John Tenta.
You said that you hated this Fan Man one too, though, right?
I mean, it was good, though. I just, you know, Tony kind of puffed it up like it was going to be this amazing episode.
Sandman was a Chippendales dancer and an escort, for Christ's sakes.
Speaking of Sandman, he made a cameo on Impact with the kendo stick beating up. No, that was Ryan Nemeth. I'm sorry.
Was he hitting zombies?
Yeah, I was going to say, zombies present.
See, because that's why you might have been mistaken, because Sandman did hit the zombie with the cane on fucking ECW. The only ECW that matters.
Tony, you were right. Anderson was fired from WCW by Bischoff in 94 after meeting Jim Cornette, who was on bad terms with Bischoff, in the parking lot of the power plant to cut promos for his son Brian's upcoming debut in SMW.
Yep. It was all Smoky Mountain. Getting his kid a job, got Ole Anderson fired. And I don't think Ole didn't give a shit at that point anyway. He's like, this fucker's going to fire me eventually.
Yeah, look, man, I thought we knew everything we knew about Black Saturday. But, man, this was great.
It was a good one.
Vindictive Jim Barnett. He fucked everybody up.
Come here, boy.
But Ole did not that he had his own fucking driver, his own chef, fucking $3,000 phone bills.
Well, it was like the people that used to work for the Jarretts. Like when the Jarretts fucking opened their mansion, invited all the boys. They're like, where the fuck is he getting this money? He ain't paying us shit.
Well, that's why fucking Steve Austin hated Jeff Jarrett for so long.
Well, fucking wasn't Jerry getting his money? Didn't he have a construction fucking company too?
Yeah, but they still weren't paying. They were, you know, giving him a fucking hot dog and a handshake.
Well, did it have relish?
Didn't Jeff say to Steve Austin, it's not going to get any bigger if you stare at it, when he was looking at his check or some shit like that?
Yes. Love it. Love Double J.
I love Tortilla throwing Double J.
You know, I think my favorite line out of this last Dark Side was Nick Patrick.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say. You either love him or you...
Yeah, you either love him or you... You might like him or you hate him. pretty much what every fucking buddy I've ever heard talk about Ole say the entire time.
Yep. And if you ask Ole about anybody, they were the shits.
Yep.
Yeah, and I thought it was awesome. And now we got like a couple week hiatus before this Who Killed WCW thing.
And poor Ric Flair at Paisano's yelling at the fucking people behind the bar. Fucking not asshole. Part of the W. Then he wonders why he's not part of the WCW story.
He's probably a fucking headache to deal with, probably.
Oh, turns out he had a heart attack, a few of them in the past 2 years, and they're saying it probably did happen when he was having his last wrestling match. So, yep. Yep.
I don't think we want to jump into it, Tony, but I don't know if you saw this, but Vince McMahon has responded to Janelle Grant's motion to strike comments.
Yeah, he had cats with him and dogs and...
No, no, like this is brand new. He filed it today. His legal team filed a new memorandum today. Plaintiff's motive to strike is meritless and the height of hypocrisy, having falsely accused defendant in a public forum despite an obligation to arbitrate.
Yeah.
In an inflammatory 67-page complaint that completely disregarded the mandate of Rule 8A2 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure.
Yeah, they're fighting because they want arbitration. They don't want all this shit coming out in public. That's the big thing.
Arbitration.
Unlike Double T.
Yeah, a couple things that were noted in this memorandum. That she is in love with him and he was the love of her life. This was her best friend. That she wanted to have sex with him and provided graphic detail. That she fantasized about being held down, enjoyed being in pain, and wanted rough sex. That she wanted defendant to watch her have sex with other people and know about her sex with others. That she wanted defendant to give her thousands of dollars for clothes, plastic surgery, and other gifts. That she wanted to have a future with defendant even after signing the agreement. And that she wanted defendant to keep living in the same building so she could continue seeing him even after signing the agreement.
Yep.
This is not going away, is it?
No. Nope. No. Well, I mean, ultimately, the argument is if he breached the NDA, why should she have to abide by an arbitration clause? That's the crux of it.
You would know more than me. You are the...
Well, that's what it's going to hinge on.
The lawyer.
Like, why would you be bound to a contract that the other party breaks? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like the Briscoes and Oli.
Yeah.
A blood oath.
Oh, what a fucking ghoul cutting his head up.
God. Stupid. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, this has been a blast.
This was great.
We had so much fun. We're going to figure out this inmates pen pal thing. We're going to be sending Cheez-Its to everybody. We're going to come back next week with more AEW talk. HK is going to tell us about his time with Bob Barron and Shane Douglas. So tune in for that.
And the Powers of Pain.
Bob Barron. Bob Maron.
Bob, which one is he?
Bob Maron, Barbarian.
Oh, Barbie.
Did you read the Todd Gordon book?
I started it. I didn't get that far. I don't think I got that far.
When Todd Gordon picks up the phone call and
I didn't get
like,
that far.
I want to work for you. And he's like, I've been in WWF and WCW. Yeah, what's your name? He's like, Bob Maron. He's like, Bob Maron? I never heard of you. He was saying Barbarian, but his accent is so thick. He came across as Bob Maron.
I really need to get back to that book.
Yeah, it's a great book, especially when the Sandman fucks Missy Hyatt in a graveyard.
I'll be seeing her this weekend.
There you go. Ask her how that went. Hey, ask her if she shits with the door open.
Yeah, that'll be appropriate.
And again, it's Missy. She probably doesn't give a fuck.
We got a guest next week.
Oh.
The voice of GCW, MLJ, will be joining us. Wow. Fascinating.
I was so tempted to say, I'm Amel Maas and I'm a pagan.
You can say you're Amel Maas next week.
Anal Maas?
Yes.
Omas?
I'm thinking I might bring a guest next week too.
Ooh. I'm looking forward to that.
Really?
Yeah, maybe my guest needs to interview your guest.
Guest on guest.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I worry about the whole kit and caboodle.
Is Handjob Kyle joining us next week too?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yes.
Maybe I'll let Handjob Kyle be Tony.
No, you dumb piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
But there is no protein in boogers.
Yeah, but there is some other fluids. Oh yeah.
I'm not looking to super kick a fucking turkey.
Plug your blowhole.
He's got a fucking moon stemmed for fucking March.
That was Duke, wasn't it?
Yeah, I gotta defend my boyfriend. Okay, go fuck yourself. It was important.
The Shining Wizards Network. Your executive producers are Manny Kratzo and main event Mike Peterson. Our producers are Danny Russoniello, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo.
High five, Tom!
Ryan Schwab, Brendan Haney, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, William Mercier Jr., Michael Hammond, David Henry Bauer III, and Keith Parker.
Gee
For
whiz.
For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Maybe I'm the Vince McMahon of the sea.